Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Firmly ensconced, as always, in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Big show planned. We were scheduled to start at 5:30, but we're the post game ran its usual length, I guess. Everybody was surprised. But we're here now. We're here till 9 o'clock. Karen Conti will be here after 8 to answer all of your legal questions. Show always more fun when you're involved. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how you get a hold of us when you call in. You'll be talking to Cody. There was a hockey game or something today. Goff, he is the executive producer of the big broadcast. If you're nice to him, you get to me. That's how it works. You can also keep up with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. It's Brian Noonan Show. So there you go. Now you know how to talk to us. You knew that already, though. There is no joy in Hawksville this afternoon. Very sad news coming out of the UC. The Blackhawks fall, as you've heard, 3-2 to the, oh my goodness, the dreaded St. Louis Blues. After, man, oh, Sam Panionovich is going to check in with us in about 10 minutes or so, and, you know, we're just going to do another quick recap, but that was very, very upsetting. After the win the other night, stealing one in St. Louis, I thought, man, and I'm not going on a limb here. I thought everybody thought the Hawks were going to come home, take advantage of home ice, and get it done, and it looked for a while like they were, and then third period, things just fall apart. And you can't have that, Cody. You can't have things just fall apart in the third period. That's the last place you want things to fall apart, third period. You know, if you know anything about the great game of hockey.
I don't know anything about the great game of
hockey.
Well,
then.
You seem to forget.
That's true. You don't know. You don't. For a guy who works at a station that carries sports, you don't really follow sports hardly at all. And for a guy who claims to be a football fan of a certain team that we will not mention because they're, you know, from north of the border.
This coming from a White Sox fan who was on the Cubs radio station for like 7 years?
Right.
I mean, come on.
But I made no wait a minute. How does that relate at all?
It totally relates.
But I knew what I was talking about.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, just because you work somewhere doesn't mean you have to be into everything.
No, but no, I'm just surprised that you, you know, don't follow sports at all.
I used to identify as a Packers fan, but I
you don't anymore?
No.
You stopped that? You've cut that out?
I'm anti-NFL.
Wow, all right. Concussion protocol? Is that your problem?
Stuff
what's
like
the,
that,
what's
yeah.
The, what's
yeah.
The issue? Draft Town, how do you feel about Draft Town coming?
I don't even know what that is.
Draft Town is coming to Chicago again for the second year.
What?
It's the NFL draft is going to be held here. That's when the teams come out and they, you know, it's like the players are livestock. They go and they judge. Well, that's the combine where they judge them.
So like
and they make them run around in tight clothing and they go, well, your foot angle's out a little bit. You may not be the best and your knee is at a different angle than is ideal. And when they treat them basically like when you go to judge cattle.
It sounds like a weird human trafficking kind of a thing.
It is. It's 100% human trafficking. These giant men who've played football since they were little kids are now hoping to get to cash in on all of their hard work and make the NFL and then hopefully not have their brains turned to jello and, you know, make a fairly good living for an average of what, 4 or 5 years and then go on and do whatever it is retired NFL players do, which are any number of things.
It sounds barbaric and you wonder why I don't care about these things.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Listen, I care. I'm very excited about this. Let me tell you this. At the outset of the program, a little special bonus episode. Not only the online exclusive podcast that we recorded that goes up, but Tuesday night in advance of Game 4, I will be at the UC doing a special pre-game broadcast with Mark Carmen from 7 to 8. And then Judd will take over the official pregame at 8, but I will be doing the unofficial pregame, the Brian Noonan-style pregame, which means, I don't know what that means. We'll be talking to people from the Hawks. We'll be talking to fans. We'll be talking to all sorts of people from 7 to 8. So Rokon is out there from 3 to 7, and then Mark Carmen and I will be there from 7 to 8, and you can listen to it all right here on 720 WGN. So very, very excited about that. Back to the UC doing a broadcast like back in the day, as the kids like to say. Which is really an overused term. Because now people are talking about like something that happened on Saturday as back in the day. You mean like 12 hours ago? 24 hours ago? Yep, you know, back in the day. Like yesterday? Back in the day? Well, no, you know, yeah, yesterday, back in the day. Shut up. You just want to smack somebody sometimes. We've got a lot to get to today. Probably the dumbest idea I ever heard came out of the city council the other day to battle Chicago's rat problem. So we've got to get into that because I immediately thought we were living in a cartoon when I heard this idea. It made me laugh and then I subsequently cried. because if this is what this city has come to, then I really have no hope for the future. And isn't that a sad statement on a Sunday night as we're all looking down the barrel of another Monday workday, that suddenly I have given up hope because we're living in a Warner Brothers cartoon, a bankrupt Warner Brothers cartoon with a school system that may go on strike, which I guess then makes it all the better, because if we're living in a cartoon and the kids can't go to school and learn, they'll all be home watching cartoons, and then it just everything just feeds on itself and we become just a idiocracy. So this is very exciting, upbeat way to start the show. See, had the Hawks won, I probably would have been in a better mood, and things would have been a little cheerier as we got going. Now, oh, man, I'm all down in the dumps. I'm not one of those guys, though, who lets, you know, guys who, they watch a sporting event, and then if their team loses, they yell at their spouse, they throw their kids down a laundry chute, they kick their dog, those kind of guys. I'm not that guy. I just let it all feed on my mentality, and then it spreads out to everything else.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When evaluating your,
my mental state?
Yeah.
Which is always...
under evaluation?
Oh, it should be.
Usually by professionals, but
well,
I'll
yeah.
do what I can.
But they let me out for a few hours on Sunday, and then they give you the responsibility to kind of be my overseer, my mental overlord, which is a mistake.
Yeah, that's the blind leading the blind
yeah,
right
like,
there.
All right, well, I guess the inmates can run the asylum for a couple of days. Roger just up there smirking, waiting to jump in. I see him. I see him out of the cow. He leans back. He's like, oh, Ed, am I going to say something? Hi, Roger. How are you?
Hi.
All right, thanks. And now we put Roger back in the cone of silence. That is fantastic. Fantastic. How are you, Roger? Good to see you in your bright pink shirt. I always enjoy a man who's not afraid to wear pastels.
Well, this is actually, it's red. It's, no, it's red.
I have a bad
lined
monitor down here.
It's
red
got stripes
lined?
On. It's got dark red and regular red stripes
oh,
on it.
Oh, two-tone.
Yeah.
As the kids like to say.
Yeah.
Why is it? That's another word I got to stop saying.
As the kids say.
Like I got to stop saying that. Because it's making me want to punch myself in the throat. Every time I say it, I go, shut up.
Well, you're officially an old man now, so you get to say as the kids.
I copped to being an old man today. I was having a conversation with my daughter, who was dreading our cross-country road trip to Los Angeles. She and I in a car for 3 days.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She told me today, I'm not looking forward to this. I don't think it's going to be fun.
Are you serious?
I said, why?
That's such a terrible thing to say.
Thank you, Cody. Yes, I agree. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a time for us to bond and become closer than ever. Or one of us gets thrown into a canyon. Either way, it's going to be an exciting, exciting trip. And I said to her, oh, I'm really looking forward to our road trip to L.A. She goes, I don't think it's going to be fun. I said, why? She said, well, you don't like to stop and go to the bathroom, and you don't eat snacks, and I'm going to have snacks in the car. And I said, well, listen, I'm old. I have to stop to go to the bathroom all the time now. I said, so we're going to stop like every 20 minutes to go to the bathroom, and you can eat whatever you want in the car. I don't care. I said, and we're going to stop in Winslow, Arizona, and get out and stand on a corner and take a picture. And she was like, why? And I said, Google it. And then I gave the phone to my wife. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to either be heavily sedated and let her drive or just have like a tiny earbud in my left ear so it's facing out and have my own kind of soundtrack going in my head. But I think it'll be fun.
You should do more than just the Winslow, Arizona. You should make her go to all the tourist traps along the way, like the world's biggest ball of string.
Well, we're going
to
stop at the Big Texan Steakhouse in Amarillo,
right.
Texas. I don't think I may ask her if she wants to do the big binge eating challenge where you have to eat a 64-ounce sirloin.
Ooh.
Yeah, she rolls it all bloated to L.A. All right, let's do this. And when we come back, we'll hear from Sam Panionovich. He is at the United Center. He was in the box helping out with the fine broadcast, John, Troy, and Judd. And we'll get Sam's thoughts on what happened and what we can look forward to on Tuesday night when the Blues are in town for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So we'll do that. On the other side, it's Brian Noon, WGN.
Patrick Kane joins us now.
Yeah, this is a tough team. One of the best teams in the league. We're going to have our hands full and see what happens the rest of the way.
Are we going to see the mullet?
And you know what? I think I think I'm going to skip the mullet this year.
What did he say?
Steve Cochran has the Blackhawks conversation.
This is very serious.
Morning 6 to 10 on 720 WGN.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, left, let them step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their prelude to the Derby party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
You work all season long to put good numbers up and to have a good regular season. Spring arrives in the Midwest. The sun starts to come out. The grass starts growing. Baseball season starts. And you know, it's hockey playoff time. And it's an exciting time of year. Everybody wants to achieve the one goal that the Blackhawks hold right now as the Stanley Cup champion. And it certainly is a different feeling.
Your goal, one goal. The journey plays here on WGN Radio.
Experience My Austrian, the award-winning airline that gets flying right. Go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter for your chance to win a round-trip non-stop flight for two with My Austrian from Chicago to Vienna, Austria's charming capital city with warm hospitality.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
The bottom line is that you're supposed to eat as natural as possible, the way things were grown or caught.
You got to eat dirt with your potatoes. Earth, soil.
A steady diet of Bill and Wendy.
Tofu is bad
for
you.
What's the harmful ingredient in that?
Magnesium sulfate. And foo.
Download the podcast or listen in real time beginning at 10 a.m. Central on WGNRadio.com.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hogue is on it. Adam Hogue's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Seniors, want to learn how to avoid fraud? Looking for tips to declutter your home? Dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come? The Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
The Midwestern University Family Medical Medicine Clinic and Physical Therapy Institute offer comprehensive women's health care from preventative medicine to health maintenance, including screenings and rehabilitation. You will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students, also offering the Speech Language Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute at their multi-specialty clinics in Downers Grove. Learn more at MWUclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's MWUclinics.com or 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. Cubs versus Cardinals, let the battle begin. Watch game one of the season series between these two rivals. It's Monday night at 7, only on WGN Sports on My 50 WPWR. Let's put a nail in the post-mortem conversation. A disappointing afternoon for the Blackhawks. Things looked good up until the middle of the third period. Sam Panionovich from WGN Sports, he was there helping out with the broadcast with John Troy and Judd, and he joins us now. Sammy, what happened in the third period? What is with the high sticking, the penalties, and then the Blackhawks not being able to stop a very potent St. Louis power play unit?
Playoff hockey is unpredictable, Brian, and it can humble you real quick. The Hawks came into that third period, you know, with a 2-1 lead, and they dominated play in that second period. 24 shots on goal, playing with a lot of pace and using their skill that they often do. But just puck management became a problem in the third period, and shot from Patrick Berglund that he took from pretty much the blue line, it went off of Michael Roosevelt's shin pad, then sort of nosedived into the ice and then ricocheted again over Corey Crawford's glove, made it 2-2, and then Patrick Kane with the high stick, like you said. Kane took full responsibility.
Yep.
We talked to him after the game in the locker room. He said he can't let that happen in big moments, especially in a tie game. But the Blues just capitalized off of Blackhawk mistakes, realistically. I mean, the Hawks gave the game away, and that's something that Corey Crawford said. He said, this one hurts. This one's tough because we were in total control.
Yeah, you don't see that very often with the Blackhawks. If they have control early, and you really don't see a lot of comebacks come from behind wins for the Blues, but their power play unit, as I mentioned, very strong all season, so it's not a surprise that they're going to, you know, be able to convert some of those.
This was the first regulation loss they've had since the early part of the 2014-15 season, so almost a full calendar year when they were leading after two periods. I think it was something like 70-0-4 when they led after two. So this is something, like you just said, never happens. This is the first time it's happened in a long time. And, you know, Joel Quenneville even said after the game that all three games should have gone either way. If you really think about it, I mean,
right.
The first game was 1-0.
And it was a fluke goal, you know, going off a skate again.
Yeah, I mean, game two, it was 2-1 after they overturned Tarasenko's goal. The Blues could be up 3-0. The Blackhawks could be up 2-1. I mean, it could go any way. And, I mean, that's literally what playoff hockey comes down to. It's getting the right play, getting the right break. I mean, Andrew Ladd, how about him hitting the post today?
Yeah.
Could have been 3-1. He
right.
Got it right off the red pipe. Just, you know, off the shin pad for Roosevelt. It's just so close. A game of inches, realistically, is what happened. And, you know, that was a confident Blackhawks crowd going into that third period. Everybody was happy. Red towels were waving and flying around, and beer was being spilled everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, you can hear a pin drop because the Blues come in and score two in the third period in the Blackhawks' home barn.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I'm sure the Blues fans were thinking the same thing the other night when the Blackhawks stole one there. You don't want to give up. You don't want to give up a game in your home on your home ice, and it's, you know, now you look toward Tuesday. The games have been so close. I don't foresee any drastic changes in lines. Do you?
I feel like we're in for double overtime on Tuesday night, honestly, and I don't know who wins. That's how tight this series has been, and that's something that both Joel Quenneville and Ken Hitchcock talked about coming in. That's what the players have all said, that they feel like it's going to come down to the final shot. And that's the sense that I get. And Patrick Kane even said that, you know, you can look at the positives and how well played early, but it comes down to wins and losses.
Right.
And you either win or you go home. And right now the Blackhawks are pretty much up against the wall if they don't win game four. And even up the series, heading back into St. Louis. Are you going to be there, by the way? Maybe you.
Yes, we are. I am going to be there doing a pre-game show from 7 to 8.
I've heard they're undefeated when you're in the house in the playoffs.
Well, listen, let's keep our fingers crossed that that continues. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm like you, the Blackhawks. They have to win, not only to even the series, but you've got to figure after the last 3 years of getting bounced out of the playoffs in the first round, the Blues have a little extra hunger, and those kind of intangibles, they mean something when it comes to playoff time.
There's this narrative that the Blues can't get past the first round. And while it is true, they've been bounced in the first round the last 3 years, this isn't the same team, Brian.
Right.
This team is much better. They're deeper with the forwards. They've got better defensemen. Brian Elliott was the best player on the ice, the Blues goalie, 44 saves tonight. So, I mean, this team is well-rounded. They're well-coached. And, you know, you can look at the three Stanley Cups the Blackhawks have since 2010. Those don't mean anything in 2016, and
right.
For the Blues' sake, they're ticked. They've lost to the Blackhawks. They're the Blackhawks' little brother in their eyes, so they're motivated, they're pumped, and they're trying to get the monkey off their back and shut this moniker that they can't win in the postseason. So both teams will be ready to play, and I'm telling you, it's probably going to go into overtime. I'll give you overtime and hopefully double overtime, hopefully not triple. I was there for the triple overtime game last year against Nashville. I think I walked out at like 1:30.
Yeah, and with this 8:45 puck drop, it's going to be a late night. So we're going to hold you to that. I will see you Tuesday night at the UC, Sam, and we'll see if it's still 1-2 in the morning. We'll just go have breakfast.
I can't believe your daughter isn't looking forward to a cross country trip with you. That is just unfathomable.
Well, see, wouldn't anybody want to be in a car with me for 3 days? I'm just a fascinating individual.
She doesn't. I'll go with you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Sam. Well, thanks for calling, and good to talk to you. We'll see you on Tuesday night.
You got it.
All right. That's the incomparable Sam Panionovic. You can hear him all over WGN Sports. Good guy, great talent. We're happy to have him join us here. All right. Let's do this. Then, do we have a break before the news? We do. Okay. Because we had some Blackhawks commercials we had to catch up on and things like that. So now we're all straight. We'll do this. Then it'll be news time, WGN.
2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hoge is on it. Adam Hoge's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. For more information, contact Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
On the other side of the news, we'll talk about why this city is turning into a cartoon with the worst idea ever coming out of the city council. We'll do that on the other side of the news. It's 6:34-ish on 720 WGN. This report sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. Here he is, red on red, Roger Badish.
Thank you, sir. Two young children who suffered severe burns in a fire last week in Kankakee have died. Four-year-old Justice Stewart died Friday afternoon. Two-year-old Jashawn Watson died this afternoon. Both boys were airlifted to the hospitals after an apartment fire early Wednesday morning. The fire investigation is still continuing. Oil-rich nations say they need more time before agreeing to a production freeze. They ended their summit Sunday, just hours after it began. 18 oil-producing nations met with OPEC member Iran, sitting out the meeting. Chicago is going to get a little bit brighter. The city plans to upgrade more than 270,000 lights on its streets, alleys, and parks by replacing outdated and inefficient high-pressure sodium lamps with LED lights. The brighter lights will improve visibility and thus make streets, sidewalks, and bike paths safer. The project will be paid by the savings that the city realizes from the lower power bills. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, four tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Steve Cochran's Kids of the Week go above and beyond. Nominate one you know and they'll qualify to receive a $5,000 Kid of the Year cash prize in December from Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch. Details at WGNradio.com/contest.
Early to bed.
On the markets this morning, let's see what's happening overseas.
Early to rise.
Lots of volatility yesterday in all of the markets around the world.
Well, we'll try to take care of the wealthy and wise part. The opening bell is your pre-dawn intel reports on global markets and the business day ahead.
Investors hope for a better opening today as automakers.
The opening bell with Steve Grzanich, now at 5 a.m. on 720 WGN. It's Mr. Fix-It.
With Misericordia's annual Candy Days fundraiser coming up on April 29th and 30th, I'm getting a jump start and asking you for a little bit of help. Join me in meeting my goal of $5,000. Any size donation will go towards helping 600 children and adults with disabilities live their lives with love, purpose, and dignity. No donation is too small. Please help by visiting WGNradio.com/events today. Thank you.
The future belongs to Roe.
That's, by the way, my old-timey guy when he's when I'm at the Christmas table with my grandkids.
The guy you're going to be.
Right, the guy I'm going to be. And I'm talking about back in 16 when Donald Trump became president. It was great until the time that North Korea blew us off the map, which is why we're having Christmas in a bunker. And we like it.
Like Roe Khan, weekday afternoons at 3 on WGNradio.com.
Checking WGN Sports. Blues beating the Hawks here 3-2. They now have a 2-1 edge in the Stanley Cup playoff series. The Hawks will host them again on Tuesday. Game 4 of the playoffs. Pre-games at 8 o'clock at night. Face-off at 8:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray. on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. In baseball, Colorado shuts out the Cubs at Wrigley 2-zip. It was Tampa Bay edging the White Sox on the road 3-2. Tomorrow, the Cubs will travel to St. Louis, taking on the Cards, and the Angels will be in town, taking on the White Sox. At the RBC Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head, South Africa, Brandon Grace wins at 9-under par. He's from South Africa. Let's check WGN traffic, and some of the delays are spreading to some of the other expressways around the area. Right now on the inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, it's a 28-minute trip, but 48 minutes going back out to the airport. Inbound Eisenhower from Thorndale to downtown, 29 minutes, but the reverse trip is 44 minutes. Not too bad on the Stevenson inbound from the Veterans Tollway to Lakeshore Drive, 29 minutes, 35 minutes going back out. On the Dan Ryan inbound from the Bishop Ford, 15 minutes going back out to the Bishop Ford is 26 minutes. No delays to speak of on Lakeshore Drive. Things moving fairly smoothly there. The Jane Addams inbound from Route 31 to the Tri-State. That's taking you almost an hour. 53 minutes there, 25 minutes on the return trip. The rest of the area expressways and tollways are moving along at posted speeds. We do have one accident blocking the eastbound I-94. Two left lanes blocked there right before 95th Street. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Clear with a low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 67. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. And on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a high near 55. Temperature is now 76 at O'Hare, 74 Oak Park and Midway, 61 along the lakefront. Winds out of the east at 9. Next news, 7, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
From Noonan on 720 WGN. Tara Conti will be here after 8 o'clock. She'll be answering your legal questions as she does every Sunday night, so start formulating them now. Unbelievably gorgeous weekend weather-wise. Finally. I was very... Roger, did you golf? You're wearing a golf shirt, so were you out on the links?
No, I have not had a chance. The weekend, my schedule does not really...
You're very busy. You're a man with a lot of responsibilities, many things to do, places to be, so you're not a... I know you'll be... Well, maybe you'll find this interesting. My wife and I are going to take golf lessons.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Listen, we used to golf before our daughter was born. That was 19 years ago. I have golfed, in the last 19 years, I have golfed probably 3 times. All 3 of them? Horribly. But we decided for, instead of giving each other an anniversary gift, we saw the Park District is offering these golf lessons and we thought, you know what? Let's do that together. Wouldn't that be a fun thing? So we're going to try it. I don't know if I'm going to be any good. I haven't golfed since I lost all the weight. So I think now I will be better only because I do a lot of core work, you know, at the gym. Mm-hmm. So I think I can come around better. I think I can muscle up a little more.
Good.
I think the whole thing, I think, you know, my man boobs won't get in the way of my swing as they used to. I won't need a man's ear or a bro to keep me all nice and snugged up. So I'm kind of excited to at least see. But my wife, much like my daughter, nobody looks forward to doing things with me. She says she is looking forward to it, but she said, I'm worried that you're going to get mad if you're not good. And I said, well, I know I'm not good.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, but you say you know you're not good. And then if you go out and the first time you swing the club, you miss the ball, you're going to go crazy.
Are you fairly competitive with yourself?
I mean, I like to be good at stuff. I don't like to suck.
Yeah,
Who does? I'd like to be the person who likes to suck. You know, I'm fine with just being awful.
No, I understand that, but since you haven't really golfed in 19 years, you're going to be easier on yourself.
No, see? Yes, that's rational. That's fine. That's clean, clear thinking.
Right.
That doesn't go on in here. This space is not full of those kind of things. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and maybe then someday after I take a few lessons, we can golf at some point.
You know,
I will not go golfing with any other human being until I've had a couple lessons.
I understand that. I'm available
plus,
at any time.
I'm 25 years old, so like the head of my driver is the size of what some people are now using is those little woods that you get out of the rough with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have five old
the hybrids.
I have old clubs. That well, I'm not going to use
classic.
As an excuse.
Those are still good.
Well, sure, they're close.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I, you know, then I'm gonna, if I get hooked, then I'm gonna want, you know, the titanium and the, all the giant heads. What is it, like a big Bertha 18 now?
Oh, it's even beyond that now. They've got the adjustables now.
An adjustable head?
Yeah.
Cody's marking that now. Really?
It's adjustable depending on your swing.
Oh, my.
And where the club strikes the ball and your follow through. You can adjust the head to be at a different angle.
See, now, and, when you're talking about that, it sounds to me like when Cody's talking to me about video games.
I'm sorry.
I just don't understand it.
No, that's
you're, I'm sure you're speaking fine, clear thoughts. I don't understand any of it. But I will. And then I'll start. Then I'll be that guy who starts walking around always in golf shorts and my golf shirt tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I'll look like a tool. Maybe I'll get a visor. I can't be that guy. I can't become the golf guy. All right, I told you I was going to tell you about this story about why the city is turning into a cartoon, and I heard this the other day, and perhaps you did as well. And if you didn't laugh and then cry and shake your head, maybe we all need to leave the city. Alderman Brian Hopkins wants Chicago to leave urban coyotes alone to run amok so that they can catch rats. Yep, we're just going to leave the coyotes, run wild, have a hands-off approach to urban coyotes so that we can watch them catch the rats. And then they can get TNT plungers and blow things up, and they can paint tunnels on the sides of buildings and just have cars run into them. I wish I was making this up. Because think of all the problems. We had a report come out the other day about racism in the Chicago Police Department. We have a school system that has no money, that is about to go on strike. And yet, our aldermen are worried about the rats, which is, you know, that's fine. That's a concern of the citizenry to have rats everywhere. But then to say, well, here's my solution. We're just going to let coyotes run wild. Instead of trying to control urban coyotes, a Chicago alderman wants them to help with the city's rat problem. The proposal still has a ways to go before it would be implemented. Yes, of course it does. Because every rational human being is going to hear that proposal and go, are you high? Dude, really? You don't want us to trap the coyotes? No. Here's the plan. We got rats, right? Hear me out! So we're gonna let the coyotes just run wild. No, wait, I'm going somewhere. Then the coyotes will eat all the rats. And then we'll unleash cougars to get the coyotes. And then we're going to unleash, I don't know what eats a cougar, a bigger cat. And then we're going to just keep unleashing bigger animals. It's going to be like that CBS summer replacement series Zoo, where the animals just run amok. Because now, instead of us just, I don't know, how about using traps and poison? The good old-fashioned way to kill rats. Or a handgun. Those are good ways to kill.
Yeah, that's a really good way.
That's a great way to kill a rat.
Give everybody a handgun.
We've already got them. Everybody's already got one.
All right.
Instead of shooting each other, let's offer a bounty so these gangbangers who are shooting other people and killing other people in the neighborhoods, let them kill the rats. And for every rat, you get like a buck. So you'll have all these gangbangers coming into the police stations with bags of dead rats. Rat problems gone. Gun violence gone. I am then elected emperor for my brilliant idea. Because isn't that... Listen, this city is screwed up enough. How screwy is that idea as opposed to just letting the coyotes run free? He knows part of getting this policy passed will be to calm people's natural concerns about coyotes. Yeah, that's going to work. Just tell everybody calm down. Listen, folks, I know you think coyotes are crazy and they're going to kill you and your children and your pets, but that's not the case. Coyotes like rats. No, he says coyotes are afraid of people. They want to avoid us, and they won't harm a pet if a person is nearby. Right, but what if your dog is out in the backyard, as my neighbor's dogs were at my old house, and the coyotes just wander by, and there doesn't happen to be a rat living in your neighbor's backyard? There's just a small dog, or a child, and the coyote just snatches it up. Well, listen, every plan has a few drawbacks. So maybe you gotta weigh the pros and cons. Maybe one dog equals out to 100 rats. So if the coyotes kill 100 rats, we lose a dog or two. There's a lot of dogs. Go to Paws or the Humane Society. There's dogs everywhere. There's buildings full of dogs. Coyote eats your dog, go get another one. Maybe that's, look at me solving problems. If a coyote that we've let run free to kill the rats does in fact eat your dog, the city goes to the shelter and gives you another dog. That way, all the dogs who are in the shelters get adopted out. The rats are eaten by the coyotes. The coyotes now run the joint. And don't think they don't know it. They're with impunity up and down Michigan Avenue. Imagine us sitting here doing the show and coyotes just wandering about because they know nobody's going to stop them. It's going to be horrifying. 312-981-7200. If this is not the dumbest idea you've heard from the city council, I'd like to hear a dumber idea that has come from an alderman. I can't believe that this is really going on. All right, let's do this, and then we're back with more. It's WGN.
Wendy, guess who we've got?
Who?
Frankenzorn.
Who the hell is he?
No, it's design expert Frank Fontana and Tribune columnist Eric Zorn.
It's scarier when you say Frankenzorn.
Middays with Bill and Wendy, tomorrow morning beginning at 10 on 720 WGN.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's a sad fact of, it's a sad fact. Nursing home negligence is a serious problem. Neglect of elderly residents happens when nursing homes are understaffed. Nursing home negligence includes medication errors, malnutrition and dehydration, falls, pressure sores, and failing to follow doctor's orders. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec and Dillon. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec and Dillon understands that turning the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or professional caregiver is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved ones in return. Protect your loved ones. Call the law offices of Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. We are talking about this idea of coyotes eating the rats. Somebody texting in very angry. I'm glad you like hearing yourself talk. That's such a dumb idea. Rats couldn't eat all the coyotes. It's not my idea. I'm reporting Alderman Brian Hopkins of the Second Ward. This is his idea. This is an actual elected official saying that we need to have a hands-off approach to coyotes in the city and just let the coyotes run free and take care of the rats. Again, not my idea. So I think I know what I'm talking about. Ann is in the 815. Hi, Ann. Welcome to WGN.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I called in and wanted to know who suggested this wonderful plan. And you just told us who
yes,
that person was.
Alderman Brian Hopkins from the Second Ward. And he knows it's going to take some time, he says, but he's just got to convince everybody that it's okay, that coyotes are not, we don't have to be afraid of them.
No, but if they eat my dog, I would be a little perturbed at the alderman, and I'd be calling him up and telling him to replace my dog that I've had for 10 or 12 years.
I agree.
Not out of something out of the, and I have nothing against taking a dog and re-establishing it in my home from a shelter.
Sure.
I have no problem with that. I just prefer to have my dog and not that dog.
No, I understand that, and that makes perfect sense. And the logic that he used is completely flawed, and it's, listen, we all know it's an idea that's never going to pass, but for it to even come up, it's incredible to
stupidity.
Me.
Stupidity.
It is absolutely. Thank you, Ed. It is stupidity.
Yes.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Andy's in St. Charles. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I think it's ridiculous to have coyotes running loose through the city or through the suburbs and, you know, for protection of other animals. But I was reading an article a couple of days ago about the same situation and about how bad the rat problem has gotten in the city.
And, yes.
And there's also a problem with feral cats.
Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah, and you can actually call, I think it's the Humane Society or something like that, where they will actually come out, capture the cat. They lay traps for the cat, capture the cat, and then they will neuter the cat, spay or neuter it, and bring it back to where they caught it from, because cats are very territorial.
Right.
And then they will take care of the rat problem on their own.
See, and I like that idea. I like a whole lot better because it makes sense. A cat isn't going to take somebody else's pet. A cat isn't going to attack a human being.
Exactly.
At least then the cats aren't reproducing. I think that makes a lot more sense. Andy, thanks for the call. The coyote idea from the 773 is as dumb as the money wasted on barriers recently put up on bumper to bumper congested bike lanes. Yeah, there's a lot of money, wasted. But I think this coyote idea beats. It's got to be the dumbest idea. You've been around this city for a long time, Roger. Since dirt roads and everything
mm-hmm.
ran through
yeah.
the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard a dumber idea come out of the city hall?
I have heard a lot of dumb ideas.
That I believe.
This is right there in the top.
Yeah, it's got to be in the top. If it's not the dumbest,
right?
Because granted, I haven't heard every idea that's come out of the city mm-hmm. out of city hall.
Well,
it's got to be top five.
Yeah, I remember when they wanted to ban spray paint cans from
yes.
within the city.
Sure, you can't have spray paint in the
no,
city.
No, you can't
nope.
sell it. You can't sell it to minors in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Which begs the question, then, why can't they just go on the other side of the city border and buy it somewhere else?
We could argue that about a lot of products that aren't available in the city.
Yeah,
you just,
right.
Hey, all right, you know what? I'm going to cross the street. What do you
yeah.
think about that? Well,
yeah.
we can't. You know, plastic bags are over there.
Right.
No, I don't want to get them.
There you go.
All right.
This is right up there.
Crack down on this.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness the aldermen are turning their attention to the important issues of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad to live in a city where soon coyotes will run wild
mm-hmm.
and the rats
with
will be no more.
With spray cans of paint.
Oh, spray cans of paint and handguns handguns that they carry in plastic bags.
No, the plastic bags to put the rats in.
Yes.
There you go.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Sure. And then they turn that way they know how many rats they've killed.
Exactly.
On their spree. All right, let's do this, and then we've got more. It's WGN.
Does money buy you long life? Apparently it does. New research says not only is there a wealth gap in this country, there's a health gap as well.
Steve Krasanich has your first look at the business day ahead. The opening bell, tomorrow morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town, hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Down Distance. Down in Distance.
Welcome in, everybody, to Down in Distance. Jared Payton alongside my man Sean Davis.
SD2 Mike.
Oh, let's get it in, man.
Let's do it.
It's not a Derrick Rose problem. It's a roster problem. Yeah. And if it's a roster problem, Derrick Rose has nothing to do with that.
And my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton.
And Payton's son. S-U-N.
Everything in here smells like roses.
I always wondered what my dad would think about the game right now.
Down in Distance, we always converse.
Exclusively on WGNRadio.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
On the other side of the news, if you are still trying to get your taxes done by tomorrow, you may have missed these write-offs. We'll get to that. And AMC Theaters needing a smack. We'll do all of that on the other side. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. This report of news is sponsored by Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort. 7 o'clock, Roger Battish.
And mostly sunny 76 at O'Hare. The death toll continues to rise in Ecuador, where a 7.8 earthquake, the strongest in decades, hit the country's central coast. California native Mike Sager has lived in Ecuador for 10 years selling real estate. He's now retired. He says the emergency response was immediate in his hometown of Guayaquil, hundreds of miles from the epicenter.
In Guayaquil, the police, the paramedics, the fire departments were out on the street immediately, you know, tending to whatever they could take care of and hopefully save lives for people that might have been injured.
Nearly 250 people have died from that quake. Chicagoans from Ecuador are trying to find out the latest news from friends and family still living there. Elliot Arachima has been in Chicago for more than 35 years.
I spoke to one of my friends in Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador, and the whole family was pretty shook up. His daughters, his son, and they still don't know exactly what it's going to happen there.
Illinois Comptroller Leslie Munger says she and other office holders will have to wait for their paychecks, just like others in the state during the budget impasse. She says until a budget's passed, their pay will be treated like other bills because it's not fair that social service agencies and vendors have to wait while they take home a salary.
Their taxes help pay to fund our state government, and yet now they are in peril because our government has failed to deliver on its primary constitutional responsibility of passing a balanced budget.
And the state is still facing a crisis. It's stretching into its 10th month and has left the state nearly $8 billion in debt. The Chicago Teachers Union says the clock is ticking towards a possible strike. It's begun after it rejected the recommendation of an independent arbiter.
It doesn't meet our criteria for a fair contract for our members.
And that's CTU President Karen Lewis. In a post on Facebook yesterday, Chicago Public School CEO Forrest Claypool says the arbiter's recommendation is fair and involved compromise from both sides. The earliest a strike could begin is May 16th. That's about a month before the end of school. A possible teacher strike in Chicago and no state budget. Democratic State Representative Robert Martwick talked with WGN's Rick Pearson.
We are dead last. We're last in the country in terms of state funding for education. And what a lot of people don't realize is people say we're a high-tax state. We're actually an extremely low-tax state from an income tax perspective. The inability to raise money handcuffs our ability to fund our schools.
Now, Representative Mark Twick was a guest on WGN Sunday Spin program. You can catch that podcast on our website, WGNRadio.com. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind? Is it the way we fight daily for our veterans to get them the benefits they've earned through their service?
I work hard every day to make sure that our veterans get the benefits they deserve. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Gilda's Club Chicago is a free cancer support community named after comedian Gilda Radner and serving anyone living with cancer, men, women, teens, and children, as well as their family and friends. Gilda's Club Chicago offers more than 350 free activities per month at their Well Street Clubhouse and 5 Chicagoland Hospital satellite locations. To join, volunteer, or donate, visit gildasclubchicago.org or call 312-464-9900. Gilda's Club Chicago, free cancer support for the whole family, the whole time.
Real, raw, next level talk radio. Jones and Mike.
Jones is a hockey playing, city living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games.
Mike's a beer swilling married father of 4 from suburbia.
His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life.
24/7 at Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNPlus.com.
WGN Sports in the NHL, your Stanley Cup playoff series between the Blues and the Hawks. Blues now have a 2-1 lead in that series after beating the Hawks 3-2 at the UC earlier today. And Blackhawks will host the Blues again Tuesday, Game 4 of the playoffs. The pregame will be at 8 with Judd Surratt. Face-off 8:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray right here on your Hawks station, 720 WGN and also WGNRadio.com. In baseball, both Chicago teams lose. Cubs get shut out over at Wrigley by Colorado 2-0. And it was Tampa Bay edging the White Sox on the road 3-2. Cubs will start a series on the road against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow night, and the Angels will be here in town taking on the Sox at the Cell also tomorrow night. In golf at the RBC Heritage Tournament, South Africa's Brandon Grace wins at 9 under par. Checking WGN traffic, travel times are starting to dip just a little bit on the area expressways. Right now on the Edens, both ways looking pretty good. Travel times 15 minutes coming into the junction, 16 going back out to Lake Cook. On the Kennedy inbound, it's a 21-minute trip from O'Hare, 33 going back out to the airport. On the inbound Eisenhower from Thorndale, 29 minutes is your travel time, 37 going back out there. And on the Stevenson, not too bad, 29 minutes from the Veterans Tollway to the drive, going back out 32 minutes. On the Dan Ryan outbound from downtown to the Bishop Ford, 27 minutes, only 16 minutes coming back into downtown. And on the Jane Addams from Route 31 to the Tri-State, it's a 44-minute trip, only 26 minutes on the reverse side. And the rest of the travel times on the area expressways and tollways looking pretty good right now. And downtown Bellbow Drive between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive getting all closed off there as the city is getting ready for the NFL draft extravaganza coming up later in the week. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, clear, low around 50. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 67. Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 48. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a high near 55. Temperatures around the area right now, 71 at O'Hare, 72 at Blue Island and Midway, 59 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 7. Next news, 7:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hour 2 of the big broadcast. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Next hour, Karen Conti will be here. She'll be answering your legal questions. Start formulating those, getting those in as soon as you can. 312-981-7200, of course, the number. That's the phone. That's the text. What would entice you to go to a movie theater? What would entice you to go to a movie theater? Because that's what AMC was trying to do this week when they made the biggest bonehead move short of allowing coyotes to run wild in the city. AMC announced and then quickly retracted their decision to allow some people to have text in the movie theater. They were going to set up special sections in the movie theaters for people to text. And the CEO of AMC, Adam Aaron, said, when you tell a 22-year-old to turn off the phone, don't ruin the movie, they hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their cell phone. It's not how they live their life. Really? Okay. Well, how about they learn to, I don't know, live their life in accordance to civil rules and common sense and civility. Well, I guess after that comment, I don't guess, I know, AMC was bombarded with texts and negative press and people with any sort of brainstem activity saying, are you out of your mind? Because the minute they said they were going to do this, I said I would never go to an AMC theater again. And I wouldn't. There's a perfectly good theater in Rosemont where Nick is at, in the Movie Co., where Nick has his movie club nights, which he's got another one May 3rd, Risky Business he's going to be up there.
Right.
That theater is gorgeous. I'll go there. It's a little further from me, a little farther than the AMC theater, but I'm not going to sit in there and have people texting because, well, I can't possibly put my phone away. There's nobody that can't put their phone away for a little bit. If you are that person that I don't realize, perhaps a brain surgeon, or some. If you can't turn off your phone for 2 hours, don't go to the movies. There's so many options to watch movies at home. If you can't turn your phone off, don't go. Some of the reaction on Twitter, as you know, Twitter, the be-all, end-all of civil response to any sort of news story or celebrity sighting or anything. Our program, you can go there, Brian Noonan Show, producer Cody, we're all over Twitter. Oh, we love to tweet. One of the tweets, so I guess I won't be seeing movies at AMC theaters. AMC CEO suggests he'll permit texting. Do this and I'll never go to AMC again. AMC Entertainment CEO open to allowing texting in some theaters. Well, after things got a little heated, AMC quickly changed their mind. And they tweeted this out. No texting at AMC won't happen. You spoke. We listened. Quickly, that idea has been sent to the cutting room floor. Who thought that was a good idea ever? His quote was, again, this is the CEO, Adam Aaron. He says the company will focus on other plans to entice more consumers to go to the movies, including investing more than $1 billion to enhance theaters and their systems. With your advice at hand, there will be no texting allowed in any of the auditoriums at AMC theaters. Not today, not tomorrow, and not in the foreseeable future. It was just a really, really bad idea and a huge business blunder that thankfully they figured out quick. That, you know what, we've got all these other theater chains. If we go through with this, it's going to be catastrophic for our business. And to say, listen, you know I jokingly blame millennials for everything. Mm-hmm. Millennials and the economy. Those are the two things that I blame for everything. I've seen people who are not millennials texting in the theater. It is a huge problem. And if they want to entice people to go to the movies, my big suggestion would be to go back to the days, and Roger, again, because you've been around since horses carried people.
Yes.
Remember when they used to have ushers in the movie theater?
Oh, yeah.
Not the kids who go in after with the garbage can and clean up. Those aren't ushers.
Right.
But actual men.
During the movie.
Right. Who stood around and policed the place.
They had flashlights.
Yep, and they had the cool little round hats.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wear the round hats anymore. You can have a little flashlight. But you have somebody in there. There was, I went to the one of the theaters when I was living in Los Angeles. And it's, they have actual ushers, and they police the theater. It's one of those, like at MovieCo, where you get assigned your seat,
mm-hmm.
which I think is brilliant.
And they're then, really comfortable seats.
Yes, and then they're watching. And if somebody is doing something, you know what? They toss them.
Yeah.
And that would entice me to a theater, to know that I could go into the movie theater
mm-hmm.
and not be bothered and not have some idiot in front of me texting or somebody bringing in a five-course meal all wrapped in cellophane that is going to crinkle
mm-hmm.
or people who are going to have a conversation. So you want to entice me? Take some of the absurd amount of profit you make from a glass of pop.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
When you're charging me $8
yeah.
for 68 cents worth of pop,
mm-hmm.
how about you take a few of those pennies and pay a couple more employees, pay some of these garbage can kids to be the actual usher and put it out there. Hey, look, we've heard people's complaints. We know what drives you crazy in the theater. So what we've done is we've really committed not only to the sound, not only to the seats and the screen size, we've committed to your enjoyment. So we are going to institute a policy of if you are disruptive, you'll be asked to leave. Now, granted, that will turn into there will be problems. Because
no.
people are not going to leave voluntarily.
You know what? Leave. Here's your money back. That's just like what they used to do.
Right.
You need to leave. Here's your money back. Have a nice day. Come back when you're grown up.
Sure, but that was also when people were a little more civil. Can you imagine if an 18-year-old kid comes up to some, it could be any age,
yeah.
some goon who is, he or she already does not respect convention and
mm-hmm.
does not care about anybody else. That's why they're disrupting the movie. Do yeah. you think they will hesitate for a moment to throw a huge scene while they're being escorted out of the theater?
Well, let them throw the huge scene.
Right, isn't that going to disrupt the movie even more? Unless you have the projectionist stop the film.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop the film, turn on yeah. the lights, and toss them.
And everybody turn and look at the person. Movie theaters get me so riled up. It's one of the few things that actually does, which is why I...
Yeah, you're a calm guy.
Seriously, I cannot stand what has happened in the movie theaters anymore. People who are bringing their little babies, I understand you can't find a babysitter, then don't go to the midnight showing of an R-rated movie.
Right.
With your kids.
No, exactly.
All right. Do not have a conversation on my dime. You did not pay $20 for a movie ticket to sit and talk to your friend, go to the coffee shop outside where it's only going to cost you a buck and a half for the cup of coffee. I do not need to listen to your conversation. I do not need to see you checking your messages because the President of the United States has you at their beck and call because you are an expert on something.
The President, Bobby D, texted in. He says the President can't turn off his phone because that's when the Ruskies and the commies come.
But you know what?
And
he's
Bobby
got
D
his own movie theater.
Right. He's got a movie theater in his basement.
He can stop the film anytime he wants.
The President doesn't have to go to the AMC in Cicero I did a couple weeks ago and feel like I'm watching the movie on a Greyhound bus.
I cannot stand it. There are some films that I want to see on the big screen because they're made to be seen on the big screen.
Sure.
I sit at home and wait for them to come out on Amazon Prime. I will put up with seeing it on my little dinky little, you know, TV.
You got to get past that 8-inch black and white that you got.
You know,
it
still turns on and works. The image is a little fuzzy, but I can see it good enough. You know?
The fact that the batteries keep running out.
Well, you know, you keep cranking that thing up every so often. It'll keep going.
You were your survivalist television.
No.
Somebody else texting in that ushers would sway their choice of theaters as well. Would that help? Would you go to a theater that had ushers if they were enforcing the law, right?
Well, sure, if they got paid enough to have to put up with some of the people who do go to the movies.
You know what you do?
What?
You go to the Department of Corrections, and they have those strike teams that go in when prisoners being rough in their cell,
uh-huh.
and they just storm in there and take those people out.
Yeah.
That's what you need at a theater. Each theater has one strike team. You could get off-duty police officers to do that. You could hire like two or three security guards for your theater.
Yeah.
And I don't care What neighborhood? Because people are going to go, oh, isn't that for certain? No, every neighborhood, every movie theater should have a couple security guards. And it should be posted. And there should be, just like at the beginning when they're before the trailers, when they're running, turn off your phone, go buy a snack, mortgage your house to get some popcorn, all those slides that pop up.
Right.
One of them should be, if you cause a disruption, you will be removed.
No, and show a picture of the guy
being
and
removed.
Say, this man will meet you.
Right.
You know, now I will tell you, there's a theater up in Evanston, movie theater in Evanston. And Bridget and I went there for a movie, I want to say 4 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
And every employee of that theater, working either the candy counter, taking tickets, or cleaning out the theaters,
mm-hmm.
was about 6'5". I'm not kidding.
Wow.
They were big and brawny.
That's what I want. I want to be afraid of the theater employees. I want to know that the theater employees could squish my head like a grape.
Mm-hmm.
Cody very quiet during this. As a millennial, he's very upset that we would lump them in. Again, I don't blame just the, I'm not.
Oh, it's not I'm the not millennials.
No,
it's
the
not
AMC.
Just, oh
no, the AMC gosh. Theater guy said it was the millennials.
No,
that you
no,
couldn't
no,
take
no.
a phone away from that.
Yeah.
I've seen. There's all sorts of people
mm-hmm.
who are just rude.
Nah, it's women.
What?
Oh, come on.
They
are
you
Roger, don't fall.
The
AMC
theaters guys just want to be politically correct.
Don't
it's women.
It. What do you mean?
Teenage girls. They're the texters.
No, no, no. You should see some of the crowds that
well,
I'm...
Roger, don't buy it.
I'm sorry.
He's just trying to be sensational. He's auditioning to try to get on Man Cow.
We get on
that's the show. He wants to get on there so he can just say crazy, zany things.
Oh, my God.
To just rile people
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. He riled me. I'm sorry.
You fell for it.
I did.
You've worked with him long enough. Don't fall for
it. He really did.
He did. He went hook, line, and sinker.
He
was like a hungry guppy. We're looking for a worm. And easy. You got it. See, here's the thing. Because we got him riled up. And so then he was more prone to believe your nonsense.
And he's not used to his, you and I, when we podcast, mm-hmm. we know nothing we say is serious.
Right.
So we're used to that register.
Right.
But register, Roger, stop listening to anything I say. I don't know why you started.
How well, because I respect you. I want to.
Really?
Yes.
That's insanity. If you would like to jump in and tell us what would entice you to go to the movies, feel free, 312-981-7200. We also have to get to these write-offs, and I saved a story that I saw just for Cody because of his antics over the last couple weeks. So a lot to get to before Karen comes in here at 8 o'clock. We'll get to it all next on WGN.
Patrick Kane joins us now.
Yeah, this is a tough team, one of the best teams in the league. We're going to have our hands full and see what happens the rest of the way.
Are we going to see the mullet?
And you know what? I think I'm going to skip the mullet this year.
What did he say? Steve Cox
has the Blackhawks conversation.
This is very serious.
Morning 6 to 10 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's that time again. Spring means wine walk season. Wine walks, wonderful excuses to get outdoors, stroll with your friends, and discover great wines. And if you've never been on a wine walk, there's great news. The Village of Barrington's Wine Walk is next weekend, Saturday, April 23rd, and it's free. Take the train or drive in and enjoy more than 30 sampling stops along the trail, including Anderson's Candy Shop. That's right. Anderson's always puts out a chocolate buffet to pair with your wine. How delicious does that sound? Each sample is handmade and delicious, which is not a surprise since Anderson's makes the best truffles, fudges, and chocolates you have ever tried. The wine walk goes from 2 to 6 p.m., rain or shine. And if you haven't tried Anderson's yet, this is the perfect excuse. Plus, while you're there, you can browse ideas for Mother's Day. Anderson's makes beautiful gift baskets and towers that make perfect gifts for mom. Catch the details about the the Wine Walk, and more at andersonscandyshop.com. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. All right, we were talking about AMC and their idiotic attempt to entice, they claimed, millennials by saying that they were going to allow texting in their theaters, and then they went, oh, no, people are not happy about this. We're not going to allow texting at all. What were we thinking? We must have been drunk. We'll entice people another way. I'm wondering what would entice you to go to the theater, 312-981-7200. Jill is in Milwaukee. Hi, Jill.
Oh, hi, yeah. Well, my last movie experience, I had a screening ticket to go to The Jungle Book.
Oh, how was it?
And it was really good. The voice talent they used, really big stars, really delivered really well, and visually really beautiful, and the 3D, it's worth the 3D.
Okay.
It was very, very crowded, so I sat in the first row.
Oh, no.
A little nauseous, a little dizzy, but it was worth it. And actually, there's so much, like, action, you know. There's a lot of chasing going on in the jungle.
Right, yes. The jungle's a very horrible place.
Yeah, I got home at 11:30, and I couldn't sleep. I think my adrenaline was going. But I think we need to institute a BO and breath check, because the guy on my right, really bad BO and breath. On my left, two kids, an 8-year-old, maybe a 6-year-old, and a mom at the end. And he was a sweet little boy. I love kids. He had lots of comments and questions during the movie.
Oh, sure.
Well, why is that falling down? Well, those are support that's holding up the building. that wolf is going to kill that tiger. And I go, well, you know, a tiger's about 500 pounds. And, you know, he's very exuberant. And that he's little. He doesn't know he can't talk and comment. And Mama, I really think Mama should have sat between the two boys.
Yes, that makes sense.
And I'm a little too nice because I'm answering him.
Oh, yeah, you're feeding into the problem, Jill. You're enabling him.
Enabling, yeah.
Because yes, now it's your fault.
The old guy is going to, you know,
yeah, you know,
yelling at me with his bad breath. He's on the other side.
See, that's Jill, I'm glad you like the movie. Thank you for the review. I'm sorry for your experience, but thank you for the call. All right. Bad BO. Here's the other thing. I remember Dave Chappelle was in town in December, and he did like 8 shows. And one of his things was he was not allowing cell phones into the theater. So you had to get, they had these little bags, and you'd put the cell phone in there, and it blocked it. So if you needed to use your phone, you had to go out to the lobby, and it would open, and then you could use your phone. And I think it would be smart for theater chains to invest in that kind of technology. Because, yeah, you may have an emergency if you're a parent, you got kids home with a babysitter or something's going on, but you know what? If you know all you have to do is get up out of your seat and walk to the lobby and then your phone will work, take it out of the little bag, your phone works, that's fine. And I would be more than happy to put my phone in one of those little bags for the 2 hours that I'm in the movie theater. I don't need, I turn mine off the minute I get in there. My wife's like, well, you don't need to turn off now. It's just, you know, we haven't even got to the previews. We're still watching the 20 or whatever that is. And I'm like, no, I'm in the theater. It's going off. So I think that would, if I had a theater chain that told me we have ushers and we have these bags where the phones aren't going to work in there. They work in the lobby. All you got to do is clear the threshold and your phone's going to work. Everything's fine. We're good. Real quick, to text, if millennials are the ushers, aren't they going to be too lazy to do anything because they're on their own phones? Oh, a lot of millennial hatred coming. It's not for me, Cody. I didn't type that in. People think the movie theater is their living room. DVDs are to blame. Yeah, people do think they're in their living room.
Do you know who the ushers actually were back in my day? Andy Frayne ushers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you are. It's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Then it's news time. Then some odd write-offs that you could take if you are still, I don't know why you would still be doing this, doing your taxes, but some people may be. We'll do that after the news. WGN.
Score! Duncan Keith with a hand.
I'm the Stanley Cup.
playoff journey, nothing lets you show off your Blackhawks pride like the very latest gear from the Blackhawks store. And all day tomorrow, we've got chances for you to win $100 gift cards.
Oh, man!
Sponsored by the Village of Bedford Park. Steve Cochran starts it off at 7:20. Listen, call, win.
The journey plays here on WGN Radio.
Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, left, let them step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
Experience My Austrian, the award-winning airline that gets flying right. Go to wgnradio.com/contests and enter for your chance to win a round-trip non-stop flight for two with My Austrian from Chicago to Vienna, Austria's charming capital city with warm hospitality.
Some bizarre tax write-offs on the other side of the news. This report at 7:30 is sponsored by Walt's Food Center. Can you believe it, Roger? Two on time in a row. It's unbelievable. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Here's Roger Badish.
And 26-year-old Dan Zampini is charged with aggravated battery with a firearm, aggravated discharge of a firearm, and unauthorized use of a weapon by a felon. He's accused of two attacks where he allegedly shot and seriously wounded one man early Friday, not long after he had fired at two other people in the Austin neighborhood, but missed those two. A top public health official says there's been no local transmission of the Zika virus in the United States. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says any talk about women in the country delaying pregnancy is not even an issue for discussion at this point, but Fauci says it's very likely the U.S. could see local outbreaks. Dan O'Shea is scheduled to be sworn in Monday as the new police chief of Rockford. He spent 27 years in law enforcement, comes to Rockford from Elgin, where he was the police department's operations commander. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
If you seniors want to learn how to avoid fraud, looking for tips to declutter your home, dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come, the Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
The
2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hoge is on it. Adam Hoge's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports, the Blues beat the Hawks 3-2 at the United Center. They now have a 2-1 edge in the Stanley Cup playoff series. Hawks will host them again on Tuesday in Game 4. Pre-game with Judd Surratt at 8, face-off at 8:30, with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN at WGNRadio.com. In baseball, Colorado shuts out the Cubs 2-0 at Wrigley, and Tampa Bay on the road, taking care of business with the White Sox, beat them 3-2. On Monday, Cubs will be on the road taking on St. Louis, and the Angels will be in town battling the Sox over at the Cell. At the RBC Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head, South Africa's Brandon Grace wins the tournament. He was at 9 under par. WGN traffic, we've got a car on fire on the exit to the TUI. That's on the eastbound Edens, right before TUI Avenue there. Other than that, the travel time's starting to drop a bit. Exodus from the United Center and from downtown, people heading back out to their homes to have dinner and listen to Brian and enjoy their Sunday evenings has ebbed a bit. We do have some longer times on the outbound Kennedy right now from downtown to O'Hare. 31 minutes your travel time, only 18 minutes coming in from the airport. On the inbound Eisenhower from Thorndale, 29 minutes, 33 going back out. And everything else seems to be moving along at posted speeds right now, and that's a good thing on a Sunday evening. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, also something good. Clear with a low around 50 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 67. Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 48. And on Tuesday, 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, breezy, high near 55. Temperatures around the area right now, 71 at O'Hare, 72 Midway, 76 Valparaiso, 59 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 7. Next news 8 or when news breaks and at WGNRadio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Conti here after 8 o'clock answering your legal questions. So if you have a legal question, formulate it, get it ready, bring it in, and Karen will answer it as best she can. I did my taxes months ago. We try to get ours done like, I don't know, early February. Usually, latest is kind of the beginning of March. Just because I like to get it done. I want it over with. I want to get into my accountant before she gets swamped. And then if I'm getting money back, I like to put it away and just let it sit there and hope that I can use it for something good. People are still getting ready because they, as you know, if you are a procrastinator, the deadline for the taxes to be in is tomorrow because Friday was some sort of holiday in Washington, D.C., and now you've got till tomorrow. And remember, even if you can't file tomorrow and you're going to file for an extension, you still have to pay the money if you owe it. But perhaps you are itemizing. Do you itemize, Roger?
Yeah, no, I don't itemize.
I'm sorry. Not listening to the program. What? No, you're busy up there.
I am.
All right?
I'm listening.
Because I just saw you. I saw you flailing about.
Talking
to
our good friend Jacob here, just a millennial.
Listen,
we were getting ready to discuss our lesson. But no, I do not itemize. I don't make enough, nor do I have enough expenditures to itemize.
Really? How about you, Cody? Do you itemize?
I don't even know what that means.
Really?
I have somebody do my taxes.
Okay.
I pay somebody money.
Sure, I do too.
I give them money. They do stuff with documents, and then I'm done.
Wow.
It's like magic.
Yeah, but see, as an independent contractor, you've got, you know, the option to get deductions and things like that. So anyway, I do. I have my accountant does a wonderful job.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff going on. So
sure,
I do.
Yeah, sure I do. Oh,
so.
I got. Oh man, I am. Listen.
Yeah.
My tax return probably as thick as I don't know. President Obama's, Donald Trump's.
Easily.
It's very thick. I have thick. Most of it is just me jamming in scratch paper so it looks thicker. But it's impressive. When I drop it on the table,
yeah,
it makes sounds. like thuds.
So that's very impressive.
No, I don't know. My accountant electronically files, and right. You know, we go to the office. She goes through everything. I bring in all my wife. My wife is actually very good. I keep pretty good records, and I always have, because when I started doing stand-up, I ran across comics who owed the IRS thousands of dollars because they never filed.
Yeah.
So when I was on the road, and even now, I keep very good records. It's my own system, and other people might think, but my accountant said, it's a great system, don't ever change it. And then my wife is very good at keeping track of other stuff. So like she'll say, I need all your stuff for the taxes. So I compile all the things I do, and then she'll compile things, and then we put them together, and we go in, and our accountant goes, okay. And she goes over things and says, well, this is good. We can take this. You could probably take more here. You do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's fine. But people leave money on the table all the time, every year. There's deductions you could be taking that you're not taking. That's why I'm here to help. It's edutainment. If you are a procrastinator, these are tax write-offs. They may seem bizarre. They may seem too good to be true, but they are actual, real write-offs. Now, I don't know how many of you these are going to apply to. The first one, let's say, ostrich depreciation. You got some ostriches at the house? Sure you do. Who doesn't? Typically, farmers can deduct the depreciation on livestock. So if your cow gets old and is lame, mm-hmm. you can write them off. It's used for livestock that's used for breeding purposes. Because, you know, once you get to a certain point, you're not as good in the barnyard as you used to be.
Yeah.
According to a tax attorney, that can apply to more exotic farming choices too, including ostriches. So if you're looking in your backyard now and you're going, man, those ostriches are useless.
Mm-hmm.
I got them a few years ago. They were ostriching up a storm. Now they're on their last leg. Well, write them off. Write down, write off the depreciation. I don't know what the blue book value is for an ostrich. That's for a tax attorney. But go ahead. You write it off. This I have to look into because I have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Dog and cat food, they say.
What?
Hold on. Don't come at me like that. I will, man, oh, man, I will come
at you. I'm not coming at you.
I know. I'm kidding.
You know,
boy, Roger is falling for everything tonight, Cody. This is the night when we hit him up for money, for an investment opportunity.
Okay.
Listen, Roger, we've got a plan to make a lot of dough. This is when he coughs over everything. Coughs over that red-on-red golf shirt. Coughs over a pizza. Coughs over his 9-inch black-and-white TV that he watches at home.
Roger, did you hear Brian and I accepted full-time jobs with the Donald Trump campaign?
Now that...
It's huge.
Now
huge
that.
Opportunity. It's huge. Dog and cat food. You can deduct expenses related to animal care if your dog or cat performs work for you. My dogs don't do anything for me except aggravate me. Such as a cat in the local bodega keeping the New York City mice and rats away. That's why you hire a coyote. Then you can write off your coyote food.
Well, wait a minute. Rufus is a good guard dog.
Well, Roger, if your dog is a guard dog protecting your business or inventory, do you do any business out of your house? Monkey business? Illegal business? Some sort of...
I could figure out some kind of business.
Yeah, do you run a business out of your house? Then write off your dog as a guard dog.
Yes.
Did Roger just swear?
No, silent gun,
know.
I hope so. One couple was allowed a deduction for feeding wild cats on their junkyard property that they lured with food to help with their pest problem. So we were talking about feral cats before.
Right.
If you have some feral cats that live in your alley and you can prove that you feed them, keep the receipts, and, you know, talk to an accountant. Again, don't just take my advice, because if you take my financial advice, you're on the road to ruin. But I'm just giving you these ideas. They are supposedly legitimate. Talk to your accountant. Dogs and other pets can also count as a deduction if they're used for medical purposes. Sure, if you have a service animal, I'm sure all their upkeep is deductible. Cody, this one's for you, buddy. Marijuana.
Really?
Yep. If it is medical marijuana, could be deducted, theoretically. Any medical expenses over a certain threshold can be deductible as long as you itemize them and save the bills. So, unfortunately, we don't have medical marijuana yet in Illinois.
Mm.
But when we do have it, you know, you can write it off. I don't know if this applies to you after all your marijuana use. Gender reassignment surgery. Any thoughts on that?
No.
Okay. But because medical expenses can be deducted, having a sex change operation can potentially be a write-off as well. Yes. Don't cock your head at me like a dog looking at a fan. Individuals diagnosed with gender identity disorder can deduct the cost of a sex change operation and hormone therapy. I know. People are right now going, honey, Listen, we really need a write-off. Not that bad. However, the cost of breasts are considered cosmetics, so you can't get a deduction there. However, you can write off your fake breasts if they are a work-related expense.
Really?
Correct. So if I thought I needed a nicer rack to do this show, or management said, listen, tighter sweaters are going to get you a few more spots, boom, write it off.
No,
if you're a stripper or an adult entertainer.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
You go, hey, I need these. You know, Hooters waitress.
Yeah, no, I was going to say celebrities, but you're right, strippers, that makes sense.
Yeah, strippers.
Exotic dancers. Exotic dancers. Sure. Is that PC or?
I don't know.
Exotic dancers.
Exotic.
Sure.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better than stripper?
Yeah, because not every exotic dancer is necessarily a stripper.
Correct. You could have a nice burlesque performer.
Right. Or
who does a Seven Veils dance. Well,
there you go. Yeah.
All right. Oh, there is medical marijuana in Illinois. All right, then you can write it out.
Yeah, there's a dispensary, I think.
Well, I knew the dispensaries were coming. I didn't know they had opened yet.
I think there's one.
Oh, yeah, they've been open for a while.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, then I am mistaken. And yeah. I'm glad to.
They just haven't been approving the number of people for it that they thought they would be, which is why they're not making that much money for the state in revenue.
Yeah. All right. I stand corrected. And I'm always happy. If I make a mistake, you can correct me. Brian, there's actually a tax court case that allowed a taxpayer to deduct clarinet lessons for his daughter who had buck teeth. I don't remember the actual site, but maybe Karen can find it. Wow, that'd be crazy. All right. So, anyway, if you need to write off your breast implants, maybe you moonlight as an exotic dancer or an adult entertainer. On top of that, stiletto heels and lingerie could also work as deductions in both of those professions. Normally, work clothes don't count as deductions because they're personal purchases. But if your line of work is something where you clearly have to have a specific outfit, I always tried that back when I was doing shows. I'd go, listen, I buy these clothes for stage. And I go, do you wear them anywhere else? Yeah. Shut up. Okay. Then I would just go, okay. Bingo losses. Right now, everybody's ears are perking up now. What? Hold on. If you play bingo, you can deduct your bingo expenses up to the amount of your winnings. So, if you have losses, you can offset that. Now, the allowable deductions are actually more general than that. The same principle applies to gambling losses in general. There is a catch. You must be prepared to show documentation for all of your winnings and losses, including a diary showing dates, types of bets or wagering, name and address of the gambling establishment, and other persons present with you. That sounds like a lot of hassle. That's, you know.
Well, the establishment has to report that, too.
Well, sure, if you win at a casino.
Right.
You know, but then you're not going to write off your losses, you know, because how many of us have gone to a casino? We lose some money, but you don't, you know, you're not writing that off. Well, I lost $500 in Vegas. Really? Yeah, I was drunk playing craps. Oh, yeah. Does anybody see it? Nope. Okay. Why don't you just go sit over there with the other people who are going to tax prison Al Capone? I know he didn't file his taxes. That's all right. Don't correct me on that one. I was making a point. Let's not take this correcting thing too far. The IRS is kind enough to provide you with some record-keeping suggestions in Publication 529, in case you need that. And finally, another bizarre write-off, whaling expenses. Are we going whaling? Is this program going to take out whaling?
Is that even legal?
Well, it depends where you live.
Is it in season yet?
You can deduct. Is it in season? Whale season? Good eating. You can deduct as a charitable. Up to $10,000 per year to carry out sanctioned whaling activities. The downside is that only native Alaskan whaling captains are eligible to take this deduction. I know. I got everybody's hopes up. And then you're like,
I am not
a native Alaskan whaling captain. I'm a freelance whaling pirate.
But this show's big in the native Alaskan whaling demographic.
This because it's the only station they can pick up, which we're happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I enjoy native Alaskan whalers.
Well, the only American station, they pick up a lot of Russian stations.
Sure, you know, they can see Russia from their house. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're in Alaska. Everybody in Alaska can see Russia from their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. I don't know where I heard it. I heard it somewhere. So there you go. Not a common deduction, but if you're a native Alaskan whaling captain, please, and you haven't finished your taxes, take that deduction. When we come back, a story that I saw yesterday And I thought to myself, there's only one man on this staff who would be very, very excited by this story. That man sits on the other side of the glass in a haze induced by video games and fantasy books and novels, and which are the same as books, but in all sorts of things. So we'll get to that on the other side. What is it? Well, if you like pizza and you like getting high, you will enjoy this story.
But you're not a roller coaster rider, are you?
What is my Disney ride I went on?
Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
That's more of a log ride.
But that's still a roller coaster. There's...
It's a floating log ride. How about It's a Small World?
Did you go on that one? I picture you riding that with your arms up in the air.
The ups and downs of Bill and Wendy. Middays, Monday through Friday, beginning at 10 on 720 WGN.
You know, all I do at Magic Kingdom is walk around wondering why they don't sell beer.
That's no way to be at the happiest place on Earth.
Give me Epcot or give me death. That's what I say.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Andrea Darlis. Join me as we explore Greece for 10 beautiful days in September. We'll drink ouzo in the Plaka in Athens, tour the historic Parthenon, and walk along the Acropolis. I'll make sure you eat, think, and dance Greek all week long. It's a trip you'll never forget, all for under $4,000. For more information, contact Steve Bertrand at 847-606-6065. Find out more at WGNradio.com/events. Opa!
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their Prelude to the Derby party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
The bottom line is that you're supposed to eat as natural as possible, the way things were grown or caught.
You got to eat dirt with your potatoes. Earth, soil.
A steady diet of Bill and Wendy.
Tofu is bad
for
you.
What's the harmful ingredient in that?
Magnesium sulfate and foo.
Download the podcast or listen in real time beginning at 10 a.m. Central on WGNRadio.com.
Real, raw, next-level talk radio. Jones and Mike.
Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking his shows in Cubgate.
Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia.
His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life.
24-7 on Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNPlus.com.
Found out Hall & Oates are coming to Tinley Park this year. So that's where we're going to go. I sent my wife an email. I go, hey, Hall & Oates.
When is
it coming? Is, oh, my goodness. When do I, I want to say July? Some point. It's a Friday night, and lawn seats were only like $25.
Wow.
Yeah, because awesome. I'm not going to pay you know, $150 to see Hall & Oates. But if two of us can go and sit on the grass for $50, I'll do that.
And it's Oates' birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if you check my Today in Old Man Music History.
You know what? I always see it. I don't always get all the way through it because sometimes you're very thorough. Is that That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
You're very thorough.
Yeah.
And so I, you know.
It's okay.
No. No, wow. Did you hear the hurt in his voice? Wow. You are, oh, man. Wow. All right. That's terrific. That's fantastic. Okay. Roger's now upset because I don't read all the entire This Date in Old Man Music History Facebook posts.
There's a lot there.
Thank you, Cody.
I know.
Brevity is the soul of wit, Roger.
I got pretty short today.
Did you?
Today's was a very short. Because I was still half asleep.
Did you just say it was Oates' birthday?
Yeah.
Today's Oates' birthday.
You know, Hall & Oates, it's one of their birthdays.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, as they like to. That's how they like to be billed. They don't want to, you know.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I consider short? 130 characters.
Really?
That's short to me.
Yeah, tweet it out. Tweet it out short.
Mine might have been around there.
Because Twitter's 140.
All right. What are you getting a call?
I've got alarms going
on. Are you getting somebody, somebody tweeting you? What's going on?
People, I don't know.
Is it Daryl Hall and John Oates? Are they upset? Is it Rogers PR people? Say that we didn't listen. Why is they? Tell Nudity better read that. New pizza box designed to turn into pot pipe.
What?
Yep. I knew I'd get your attention with that one. This is brilliant. I don't even smoke pot, but now I'm like, well, I like pizza. And if I was in Colorado or somewhere else where it was legal, maybe this would work out. One New York City designer has the answer to munchy-minded smokers everywhere. I'm reading that verbatim from the New York Daily News. A pizza box that doubles as a weed-smoking device. Yeah, this is great. We'll post a picture for all. Because, you know, people who listen to this show normally must be imbibing in something. Sober people don't listen to this program. A box features a small square that rips out and rolls into a weed pipe. The stand, you know, the plastic thing that they put in the center of the pizza box to keep the lid from mushing down on the cheese?
Yeah.
Well, that goes over the top, and that turns into where the, that's the bowl. So that's where you put your weed.
Oh, okay.
And then you've rolled, so you roll up the cardboard, so it looks kind of like a toilet paper tube, and then you take this, the bowl, from the inside of the box, and you put that in there. Nick, see, that's why I have always been amazed by the ingenuity of potheads. Because they will make a smoking device out of anything. It doesn't matter. Hey, see that dead squirrel? Yep. Made it into a bong. Oh, is that right? Yep, sure did. Hollowed out an apple, put a dead squirrel in it, made it into a bong. It's amazing to me. This 25-year-old New York City native decided he's a designer. And so he came up with the idea while he was eating pizza. He reached out to a pizza company with the concept. They paired up to make it a reality. It's a Push for Pizza. It's a pizza ordering app launched by five New Yorkers in 2014. Now, the new pipe has been pothead tested. Cody, that's a job for you.
Is it now?
That would be sure. You freelance as a pizza box pot smoking guy.
I hope most of our listeners know I went to Colorado a few weeks ago, and that's why
I think we turned you, you know, we changed your image up a little bit. Suddenly you become Brad Pitt from True Romance, where you're just laying on the couch with one of those bear-shaped honey squeezers that he turned into a bong. And that's your new persona.
I haven't seen that, but I've been told I'm as good-looking as Brad Pitt, so there you go.
Oh, my. Somebody has been smoking pot, Roger. Somebody's obviously way high.
Still? Yet?
Well, if he thinks he's as good looking as Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Come on. He's high. It won't last 100 years, but it'll definitely get the job done, and it is definitely safe to use, according to the designers. It's an all-in-one product with value to the user both before and after the fact, according to the press release. No longer will one have to search for a pipe before or struggle to remember the telephone number of the pizza parlor after its use. Yeah, I guess if that's the thing, it's all right there. Equally important, the pizza is in hand before the munchies set in. Is that important, Cody, when you got your tacos and burritos out in Colorado?
I don't I'm not a big munchies guy. I don't.
Because you said you had all those. You had a lot of treats.
I did have a lot of. Yeah, but I don't. I'm not a big munchies guy.
Oh, you don't get the munchies?
Not that much. I guess if there's something sitting around, I'll eat it.
That's why I could never smoke pot, because I already want to eat everything I see, and it's a struggle not to. So if I was altered in any way, I'd just go. Huh?
You know,
an entire cow. Sure.
I'm looking at these pictures, and I don't really, because we posted them on the Facebook page.
Sure.
Put them on Twitter, but
it's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I don't understand where you pack the bowl.
It looks like you pack the bowl on the top, from where he's holding the lighter.
Is there
the guy with the scraggly hair and the wire-rimmed John Lennon glasses, the perfect pot-smoking look.
Yeah, Harry Potter Cobain.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It looks weird.
Well, currently there are no plans for production, so we've stolen the idea and put it into production earlier in the program.
Sweet.
That could change based on how well the idea is received by the public. All right, public, how well do you receive this? I'm guessing most people are going to say no. But I do think it's ingenious, and this is the kind of thing they're always telling people, listen, you got to come up with your own idea. You got to strike out on your own. You got to not give in to the man. Work for yourself. So there you go. This is a guy who has an idea. Take your pizza box. Who hasn't used a pizza box for something? Me, really. Now, one pizza chain by us used to have to, the top of the pizza box had the shield with their logo in it, and if you popped those out and saved a bunch of them, then, you know, if you saved, I don't know, 50 of them, then you'd get $5 off a pizza or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to find a drawer to keep all these greasy cardboard shields in.
Yeah.
And then another pizza chain, if they staple the flyer to the bag, and if you save all these flyers, then you get, you know.
The one thing they got to figure out is pizza boxes are the most inconvenient trash.
Yes.
They don't fit in recycling bins. They don't fit in anything. You know, they need to make a foldable pizza box. You can fold it, but
I was going
to
say,
you got a strong one.
How weak are you?
You need it for weak people. What if I'm like 98 years old and I'm like,
and ordering Domino's at 98? Good for you. At that point, who cares? Just fling the box out in your yard. You're 98. Who cares? If I get to be 98 and I'm still ordering pizza, and then hammering back a couple beers, you think I'm going to give? Care one iota where my garbage goes?
Nice save.
You know?
I was thinking the same thing.
Did you see it catch right here?
Yeah.
The top of my throat? All right, Kara Kati on the other side of the news on WGN.
At 4:40, we've got your $100 gift card for the Blackhawk store. Top 10 things that our millennial traffic and sports reporters are going to spend their tax refund on.
And we'll break down all the weekend's hockey action.
Rokon with Anna back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Yeah, Ro Khan back tomorrow afternoon. He and Anna DeVlantis. And then Tuesday, Ro will be at the United Center from 3 to 7. And then I will follow from 7 to 8. Mark Carmen and I will be doing a pre-game show from the United Center. Very exciting. Right now, though, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Karen Conti on the other side. So get your legal questions in at 312-981-7200. This report of news is sponsored by Riverside Medical Center. 8 o'clock, Roger Battish.
Partly cloudy, 71 at O'Hare. The death toll continues to rise in Ecuador. Nearly 250 have been killed where a 7.8 earthquake hit the country's central coast. California native Mike Sager has lived in Ecuador for 10 years. He says there are many collapsed structures in his home city, hundreds of miles from the epicenter.
There's been a couple of overpasses that have collapsed here. There's a couple of tunnels that lead into the major part of the downtown area. They've closed those tunnels for inspection. They aren't allowing them people to use that as a traffic
Chicagoans from
right now.
Chicagoans from Ecuador are trying to find out the latest news from friends and family still there. Raul Romero owns El Condo grocery store in Logan Square. His daughter is still in Ecuador.
We're trying to call them, but they cannot get in touch with them.
In other news, governor and other top elected officials in Illinois better hope they have some saved up money. Illinois Comptroller Leslie Munger.
I have directed my staff to treat payments for all elected officials just like every other state payment. As our cash flow continues to deteriorate, it is only fair that we end the prioritization of pay.
Munger also says until a state budget's passed, paychecks will be treated like other bills, meaning delays of a month or two. Could we see a teacher strike in Chicago next month, perhaps, says the Chicago Teachers Union? They've rejected recommendation from an independent fact finder that they accept the latest offer from Chicago Public Schools, which school CEO Forrest Claypool says is fair.
The fact finder's recommendation is based on a reasonable deal that included many compromises from both sides.
CTU President Karen Lewis says they're going with House of Delegates recommendation to reject the offer if it doesn't change. Teachers could strike by May 16th, a little more than a month before the last day of school. A task force put together to help stop veteran suicides will begin meeting next month. It's estimated about 22 veterans across the country commit suicide every day. Representative Stephanie Kefowit of Aurora is a U.S. Marine vet.
We will focus on all aspects of the veteran's life, not just the veteran themselves, but we will look at their support network, employment, their family, friends, in addition to the time that's spent in combat.
She says they also want to discuss veteran mental health issues. The meetings will be held at several locations throughout the state beginning in May. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
It's Mr. Fix-It.
With Misericordia's annual Candy Days fundraiser coming up on April 29th and 30th, I'm getting a jump start and asking you for a little bit of help. Join me in meeting my goal of $5,000. Any size donation will go towards helping 600 children and adults with disabilities live their lives with love, purpose, and dignity. No donation is too small. Please help by visiting WGNradio.com/events today. Thank you.
WGN Sports going into Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Playoff Action Series between the Blues and the Hawks. That will be on Tuesday over at the United Center. The pregame at 8 o'clock with Judd Surratt. Face-off 8:30. John Weideman and Troy Murray on the call at 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. Right now, the Blues have a 2-1 edge in that series after they beat the Hawks earlier today 3-2. In baseball, Cubs get shut out by Colorado over at Wrigley 2-0, and the White Sox edged out by Tampa Bay on the road 3-2. It'll be the Cubs at the Cardinals tomorrow night, and the Sox will be hosting the Angels over at the Cell tomorrow night. At the RBC Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head, South Africa's Brandon Grace wins at 9 under par. Checking WGN traffic, things are getting back to normal right now. Roadways, travel time's looking pretty good. The Edens is clear. So's the Stevenson, the Dan Ryan. Lakeshore Drive's running clear in both directions right now. Jane Addams, also traffic moving at posted speeds. Indiana Toll Road is also clear. That's I-90, both east and westbound. And the slight delays we have right now are on the Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, 21 minutes. Reverse trip is 20 36. And Eisenhower from Thorndale to downtown, 30 minutes, 29 on the return trip. Everything else seems to be moving along at posted speeds, and no accidents to report at this time. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Clear, low around 50 tonight. Tomorrow back to work with sunny skies, high near 67. Monday night partly cloudy, low around 48. On Tuesday, 20% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, breezy, a high near 55. Temperature is now 68 at O'Hare, 72 at Midway, 68 also in Skokie, 55 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at night, 9 rather, and the barometer is holding steady. Next news, 8:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is what you call hubris. Not arrogance, hubris, beyond that. Power people who just are so arrogant, they just don't care. They disdain accepted methods of doing things. They assume we're all stupid, including you. I mean, the press. They just assume that. That's hubris. That's unweaning arrogance. That's arrogance gone wild.
Usually we play music there, but I thought since when you and I start talking, it is arrogance gone wild. Karen Conti is here as she is every Sunday night. I was on the wrong screen, and we were talking, and so I was supposed to hit music, and I like hearing Harold Washington every once in a while. That I always like that clip. Unwielding arrogance, hubris. Welcome. Hi. Good to see you. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. As always happens on Sunday night after the news, Karen Conti is here. She is answering your legal questions because that's what she does. She's a lawyer. She'd be, if you had physics questions, it'd be stupid to have Karen in here. But you got legal questions? Sure, this is fantastic.
You don't think I can make up physics answers just as well as I make up legal answers?
I would love to have someone call in with a physics question. If Carl Sagan is listening or someone of his ilk, if you are studying physics, if you have a physics final coming up, Karen can help you.
The word physics just makes me cringe.
Anything that has anything to do with math and X's and parentheses, no, thank you.
The other side of the brain works better for me.
Yes, that's very good. This week, not a ton of big legal cases, right?
No, not a lot going on. There's a Supreme Court case that's going to be argued tomorrow on the immigration law, and that's somewhat interesting because it will probably affect about 4 million families, and this is the Obama executive order that basically says that if the parents' children are in this country, that would allow them not to be deported, not give them status, but allow them to not be deported. And so the argument is going to be that this is kind of, you know, legislation that he's legislating, and that's the separation of branches and all that kind of stuff. So that should be an interesting case. And what will be interesting to me is whether or not the fact that we have only 8 justices, will that impact the result of this case?
And as we go forward, and still no movement on President Obama's nomination, which is strange. The other thing that's coming up in front of the Supreme Court, and it's very confusing, and I'm still trying to grasp it, is the whole net neutrality thing. That's coming up in front of them again, where it's telling these the cable carriers that, listen, you can't charge more for certain things and then slow down speed of Internet access for other things if they're not paying premiums. So it's good for consumers, it sounds like, but that's coming up in front of the Supreme Court, too.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting about the Supreme Court, obviously, they choose the cases they want. So they're finding, you know, the immigration law, that's a no-brainer because that was a case that's going to impact a lot of people and involves a very important issue. But some of these consumer cases, you just see that they found it interesting.
Yeah.
For some reason or another, they want to make a point and have an argument and be able to rule and impact consumers. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be good here. We did have one question come in early. So listen, if you have a question for Karen, do not wait till the end, because I laugh to myself and I judge you, let's be honest, when at 8:55 all the phone lines light up and people go, hey, we have a question. I go, hey, Karen's leaving. 312-981-7200 is how you get a hold of us now. Yeah, listen, my patience is worn out. We tell people every week, call in early. If you wait till the end, I can't feel bad for
them. They hesitate. They do.
I know. They're nervous. Do. They think, we're going to have to say something on the air. No, you can text us, too, just like this person did from the 708. My father died last week, and a funeral home picked him up from a nursing home. We met with the morticians, and they were expensive, so we went to a cheaper funeral home. The first one just transferred his body, but still charged us $2,200 for their work. Now we also must pay the second funeral home for their services and the funeral. I feel like we got scammed. Are we required to pay the funeral home that did handle the funeral? And we texted this person back and asked who okayed the transfer of the body from the nursing home with this first funeral home, and the response was we did.
Okay.
So whoever texted us, authorized that funeral home to take their father's body from the nursing home to that funeral home.
Okay. And I'm sorry about your father. You know, generally speaking, this is an issue of contract law. So the contract law says that if you make a deal with somebody and you agree to pay for something that was done and that something was done, then you have to pay for it. The question was, did they tell you how much they were going to charge you? And had you known that, would you have paid that? It sounds really steep to me. It sounds like
that's... to transfer and hold a body.
That doesn't sound like it's right. There's also something that I know about just slightly because I gave a speech to a funeral directors organization last year, and there is a kind of a bill of rights that is, I think, a matter of Illinois state law, or it might be a matter of a funeral director law, but they are supposed to disclose all of their prices in writing about certain things.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I don't know what it is as I sit here. I don't know the exact ramifications of the law, but if he can email me at the office, I will see if I can get him an answer to see if this might violate that rule, and if so, can he negotiate with the funeral home? And
what's
I think
that email address?
Yeah, you can email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com. And it just seems to me that if you're going to charge someone that amount of money to make a very simple transfer, you have to disclose that price.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did and you agreed to it, you're probably stuck with it.
Right.
But if they didn't, who would have thought that?
Well,
who could have thought that?
Like you said, wouldn't you think there'd be something you had to sign for transfer of a body? I would think that, and I don't know if that's the case. But and when you're signing something,
too.
You would think there would, well, like you said, a contract that'd say, here's what we charge to do this and that. And then obviously funeral expenses are a different thing altogether.
Right. You know, and I'm not going to disparage any industry, but, you know, you are in a situation where you're upset and you've never done this before.
Right.
I mean, how many people, you know, do this on a regular basis and the rules change and you don't know what the circumstances are going to be. So, you know, you are kind of subject to people taking advantage.
Right.
I'm not saying this place did, but it just doesn't sound right. And I think this is something you should talk to them about. And first of all, know your rights. And if you email me, I will try my best to get you an answer.
Well, it's always amazed me, and I've only done this, thankfully, with two funerals, but when you go in and there's not a price list, basically. Anything else you shop for, there's a sticker, a window sticker or the price on the
right.
Show, whatever. And you go in there, and like you say, they know you're upset, and they play on the, well, don't you want to do what's best for your family member? Where if you had distance, you would go, well, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
It's, you know, they don't care how elaborate a casket they're in. They don't, you know, it's not going to matter. The funeral is for us. It's not for the person that died. So, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, and there are good people in this business. I know a lot
of good people
in the business. And there are less expensive ways to do things here. You know, I always tell people there's that anatomical society. There's a couple of them that will take the body and donate whatever to science, and then will give you a beautiful urn with ashes. They deliver it to your house or deliver it to your workplace, and it's free.
And I always thought that was a joke until my friend's mother last year had that all set up before she wasn't sick, but that's what she had made her plans. And I was talking to my friend. And I was like, oh, where the arrangements, we're having a memorial service. My mom donated her body to science. And they came, they picked her up. And like you said,
it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and somebody benefited.
I did it with both my parents, and I was very pleased. And you know, but again, if you want a funeral and all that stuff and a casket, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay for that. And but you know, explore options. I always say that. And if you are going to do an estate plan, you should spell out how you want it and what you how you know what what place you want to have it, and so that there's no arguments among family members and no people spending too much money.
Exactly. Karen Conti's here. Do you have a legal question? Some people are already on hold. We will get to those in a moment. How did they get on hold? They called 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text number. If people don't get through tonight, Karen, how do they get a hold of you during the week?
You can always call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All your questions with for Karen next on WGN.
Does money buy you long life? Apparently it does. New research says not only is there a wealth gap in this country, there's a health gap as well.
Steve Krasanich has your first look at the business day ahead. The opening bell, tomorrow morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Experience My Austrian, the award-winning airline that gets flying right. Go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter for your chance to win a round-trip non-stop flight for two with My Austrian from Chicago to Vienna, Austria's charming capital city with warm hospitality.
Every child has the right to a safe childhood, free of violence and neglect. That's why communities all across Illinois observe Child Abuse Prevention Month each April. We all play a part in making sure kids are safe and families are supported. If you see something, say something. Signs of abuse include unexplained bruises or broken bones. Signs of neglect include inadequate food, poor hygiene, or lack of supervision. The earlier a child gets help, the greater chance they have to heal. To learn more, visit dcfs.illinois.gov. To report child abuse or neglect, call 1-800-25-ABUSE.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football stars of tomorrow descend on Grant Park, and some of them will walk out as Chicago Bears. I'll be counting down the top 15 players available.
The NFL picks its stars here, and our Adam Hoge is on it. Adam Hoge's Big Board.
Hear it every morning at 7 on the Steve Cochran Show.
Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Seniors, want to learn how to avoid fraud? Looking for tips to declutter your home? Dreaming of living in the home you love for years to come? The Main Street Organization of Realtors will host a free senior expo in Arlington Heights on May 5th, covering topics that include fraud protection and prevention, simple steps to aging in place, decluttering, and a look at the housing market. For more information, visit MainStreetSeniorExpo.com.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Karen and I are discussing what we would do with all the money and what kind of car we would have. We would both agree a driver.
Driver's the way to go, yeah. Who wants to drive if you don't have to?
Not me.
Nope.
You know what else we need to do? We need to learn how real Chicagoans live, Karen, the day-to-day struggles of people who don't have drivers. Had successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of Karen and get your legal question answered. Rick's been holding on. He's in Villa Park. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Rick.
I got a question here. My mother passed away in January, and my father had passed away 25 years ago. We have a family plot. We had 12 plots originally. Were purchased in 1925 by my great-grandfather. So there's still 2 remaining, and my father had been cremated. The agreement was with the cemetery. We're burying my mother in the other half. Both have urns, both cremated, and burying the same plot. I mean, the stone even has her name on it already. It's already there. It's not the date. And now they're coming back and saying, on top of the 1800, they open the grave on a Monday, not a weekend, a weekend. It's much more on a weekend. They want to charge us $2,200 more than half of the plot.
Okay, so here's what, again, this goes down to contract law. You know, I don't exactly know what you signed, and I certainly don't know what your, is it, your great-grandfather signed in 1925. But, you know, you're probably subject to the rules of the particular cemetery. You know, you're probably subject to their ongoing rules, and that's unfortunate, because how would anyone have known that there would be certain charges or certain restrictions? I've dealt with this issue before, a similar type of issue where they changed the rules and that, you know, they couldn't bury somebody there. And, you know, it's just hard to deal with, because once they change the rules, there's really nothing you can do, because you've already made your arrangements and purchased your plot. I would ask them to see in writing why it's costing that much and what the rules are, you know, because if they're just unilaterally saying, okay, here's, you know, here's a new charge for you I'm coming up with, let's see what their rules are in writing. That's where I would start with this. And if there is there anything that you sign on a monthly basis to maintain the plot? I don't know if you are, but if,
No.
So you're going to be kind of at their whim. You know, get a copy of it, see what it says, and see if you can make an argument about it.
Or you try to say the laws were changed, because, like, I guess the example was it Burrow Cemetery,
right?
They were stacking bodies. You can't stack bodies in a grave. Well, we're not talking about bodies. We're talking about two urns in the one plot, you know?
It doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds like a way to make money to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
It sounds like I said, they wanted $3,000 to open the grave on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Versus $1,800 on a Monday. It's ridiculous.
No, it is. And, you know, like I said, look at the contract. But, you know, if you have a problem with it, the organization that regulates funeral directors, you can go and look it up. As I sit here, I don't know the exact name of it. You might want to even contact them to see if they can help you with that, because they really are regulating cemeteries now a lot more strictly since the Burrow case,
right.
And rightly so, because that was just a disaster that really impacted a lot of people. So good luck.
All right, good luck, Rick. Hope it works out for you. Let's say hi to Joe. He's in Lombard. Joe, what's your question for Karen?
Hey, Karen, good evening. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Good. I have a situation where I recently left an employer, and the employer sent me, the vice president of the company that I worked for sent me a letter basically saying that I've overused vacation days to the tune of over $8,000.
Wow.
And that's clearly not the case. And they're asking me to pay them. So basically, I had a couple days carry over. I had some accrual days. I normally get, you know, 15 days or 3 weeks. And they're saying that I've used 25, which, you know, in review of all of my check stubs from the first of the year, all time has been reported as regular hours. And to tie into the previous subject, I did have a recent death in the family. That was over spring break. I originally put in for spring break time off with the family. I wasn't able to take that, obviously, due to the death in the family. But as I always do, I worked remotely. I was lucky enough to be able to do that via cell phone and email. My question is, do I respond courteously and diplomatically and basically have them identify what those 25 days were and then take it from there, or flat out tell them, you're absolutely wrong, there's no way?
I always start with nice, and I think it's good for you also to get the information. So if you have to fight it and contest it later down the line, you know what you're dealing with. I would say politely, I'd like all of your proof that I did what you said. I'm disagreeing that I did that. You paid me. I mean, they were paying you as you were going along. You would think that if they thought you were taking inappropriate vacation time, they would be notifying you of that. So maybe you would have an option not to take time or whatever the situation was. So to me, it sounds like they're just trying to kick you on the way out. And certainly they are. Do they pay you your last paycheck in full?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And like I said, and every single stub was reported as regular hours, and they didn't even offer bereavement time, which I believe that the company also offers. So there's just a lot of wrongdoings. And like I said, I left amicably, or I thought, and then I get a letter via FedEx
Get the information first, and then I think you should craft a letter and detail, you know, why this didn't happen, and include in there that they never gave you notice. That what you're telling me is that it's noted on your checks that this is regular time, and if you have proof of time that you were working remotely, for instance, copies of emails or whatever it is, you should attach that to the letter and say, you know, per the following, you know, I don't owe any money. So they would have to sue you to get that money back, of course. And are they really going to sue you for $8,000? I doubt they will. But again, you know, I'd say be very professional, but be detailed and show them that they're not going to have a case if they're going to take the time and effort to sue you.
Well, that was the one thing. So I'm going to respond, and I didn't want to respond with, I basically want to put the ball back in their court and have them identify what those specific days were.
Yep, that's a good idea. I think it's a good plan.
All right, Joe, good luck with it.
Good luck, Joe.
Yeah, you would think, as you mentioned, Karen, that if you're taking too many vacation days, your boss is going to go, hey, you're taking too many vacation days.
I don't know that I've ever really seen anything quite like that.
Oh, that sounds very strange. All right, if you have a question for Karen, 312-981-7200, that's the phone and the text. Some people are holding out. We'll get to you on the other side of the news. If people do hesitate and miss out, how do they get a hold of you during the week?
Call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
News is next on WGN.
Patrick Kane joins us now.
Yeah, this is a tough team, one of the best teams in the league. We're going to have our hands full and see what happens the rest of the way.
Are we going to see the mullet?
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the mullet this year.
What did he say?
Steve Cochran has the Blackhawks conversation.
This is very serious.
Morning 6 to 10 on 720 WGN.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, left, let them step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Fashion emergency hotline.
I'm freaking out. I'm about to go to a Mommy and Me yoga class, and everyone looks fantastic. Even the babies look fantastic. Meanwhile, I'm wearing old sweatpants and a t-shirt.
It's going to be okay, but you need to go to Old Navy and get yourself some yoga pants, a matching top, and a sweet outfit for that baby.
Old Navy?
Yes, all active is up to 50% off. Plus, today only, active shorts are just $5. And this weekend only, all kids and baby items are 40% off. You'll both look incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 4/15 to 4/21. Active valid 4/16. Kids baby valid 4/16 to 4/17. Excludes clearance.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
All right, if you have a legal question for Karen Conti, get it in now, 312-981-7200. We'll get to more of your questions on the other side of the news. It is 8:30 on 720 WGN. This report is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company. 8:30 again on the dot. Here's Roger Banish.
Several recommendations issued by a panel investigating the small-town Texas jail where Chicagoan Sandra Bland died could be difficult to implement, including a call to separate sheriff and jail operations that may run afoul of state law. Waller County, Texas also faces financial hurdles to constructing a jail better equipped to handle suicide prevention and hiring medically trained experts to evaluate the mental health of inmates. The number of casualties from Ecuador's powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake expected to rise. The country's vice president says there's a long list of missing people authorities are looking for. He says 246 are confirmed dead, more than 2,500 are injured. A Chicago man's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and last June shooting deaths of two men on the city's west side. 31-year-old Jose Ortiz was arrested on the city's southwest side. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return? At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
My grandfather served in World War II. Spending time with him were the best memories of my life. I became a physician at VA because of my grandfather, so I can help others like him. I can't imagine working with better doctors or a more dedicated staff. I'm fulfilling my life's mission with the help of my team and thanks to these veterans. I'm proud to be a doctor at VA and proud to honor my grandfather every day. Search VA Careers to find out more.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.illinois.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Checking WGN Sports. The Blues beat your Hawks 3-2 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Playoff Series. Blues now have a 2-1 edge in that series. Hawks will host the Blues again on Tuesday in Game 4. The pregame with Judd Surratt at 8 o'clock. Face-off at 8:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. In baseball, Cubs got shut out by Colorado over at Wrigley 2-zip, and it was Tampa Bay edging out the Sox on the road 3-2. Cubs will start a series in St. Louis tomorrow, and Sox will be hosting the Angels. At the RBC Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head, it was South Africa's Brandon Grace with a 9-under victory. In WGN traffic, we've got an accident on Lake Street at North Avenue. Other than that, there aren't any problems out on the roadways right now. The expressways and tollways all moving along at posted speeds. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, clear, low around 50 tonight. On Monday, sunny, high near 67 Monday night. Partly cloudy, low around 48. On Tuesday, you've got a 20% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, breezy, high near 55. Temperatures around the area right now, 68 at O'Hare, 72 at Midway and Oakbrook, 55 along the lakefront, winds out of the east at 9. Next News 9, or when news breaks, and at WGNRadio.com, I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan, Karen Conti on 720 WGN. Do you have a legal question? 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us, and that's how Karen will answer your question. First, we had a text question. Hello, I had a question. I purchased a used car from a used car dealership. Within 2 weeks, the engine was completely blown. I took it to a mechanic, and he said it had all kinds of other problems. It was bought as is. Is there any course of action I can take?
You really don't have any course of action. As is means just what it says, and that's why you really should have some mechanic or somebody who knows something about cars take a look at the vehicle before you buy it. A lot of people think that in Illinois there's a 3-day return policy, mm-hmm. even on new cars. We don't have one for cars.
Oh, okay.
So there is no right to return a car used Ooh. Or new after 3 days. And the Lemon Laws, of course, only apply to new cars. So
right.
when it comes to to buying a used car, this you're really at risk unless you kind of know what you're doing. Now, you know, what I would do is probably take, you know, get it in writing what's wrong with it and the whole list of things that were wrong. And even if, you know, the other part of this is even if the salesman made some representations, this thing drives perfectly, we have, you know, whatever, that doesn't really matter because it's as is, even though that those things were made early. But I would go back to the salesman and say, listen, I'm willing to buy another car here, but this car is a mess. You guys knew it. You guys, I have this, it's worthless. You know, I'm going to tell everyone I know. I'm going to go online. I'm going to, you know, complain about you. Make this right.
And
be polite
happens.
And see what happens, but have the proof. Chances are they probably did know that there were some problems.
Yeah, I would imagine. Jan is in Carpentersville. Hi, Jan. Welcome to WGN.
Well, hi, Brian.
And what's your question for Karen?
Karen, my husband is in the process of filling out a name change form for Illinois.
Okay.
And he didn't realize that he was going to have to do this in his 60s, but when he was only a baby, his father changed their last name. And so his entire life he's been using the new last name. And so on the forms, it's saying, what is my current name? What do I want to change it to? And then signature. So I would imagine he's going to put the original name as his current, and he wants to change it to the name he's been using his entire life. But what would he use for his signature? The signature that he has on everything from 1 year old to 64 years old?
You know what? I don't think it's going to matter much, to tell you the truth. I really couldn't tell you one way or the other, but you're going to have to go to court, and the judges, you know, so they will routinely ask you, why are you changing? And if the judge has a problem with the way your husband signed it, I'm sure the judge will say, why don't you re-sign this with your old name or your new name? I think that that's a perfectly appropriate thing that the judge can do. Also, what county are you doing this in?
In Kane.
Okay. And, you know, you could go to the clerk's office there. They're very nice in Kane County, by the way. And you can ask them that this very question. And they're probably going to know it better than me because they process these things all the time. And they may tell you the same thing I'm telling you, but at least you know what their protocol is there.
Okay. Yeah, I did ask, and they didn't know. And I said, okay, well, if I bring these in and you want them in triplicate, and he'd have to sign his name then.
I suppose, you know, you can always sign both names, you know, just to hedge your bets, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right,
Jen.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Carmella is in Naperville. Hi, Carmella.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question for Karen?
Karen, my cable provider has been giving me a hard time for the whole month of March. I've called and had probably about four guys out here, and I've been having problems with my phone service. I have phone, I have cable, and then I have internet. And we've been having problems with our internet and our phone. Like, so they sent out, the first three guys did not fix it. The last guy did. I got my bill. I was supposed to be receiving some credits for my inconvenience. I did not receive any credits, and they charged me $50 for each person that came out. Even the ones that didn't fix my problem.
Okay. Well, I think that you should put everything in writing. If you were promised credits, I assume that they said that to you orally. Is that right?
Yeah, over the phone. I have numbers and dates and all this.
Okay.
Kind of
stuff. Well, you got to put this all in writing because there's a billing system that's just billing and billing and billing, and they don't care about any conversation you had. They don't know who you are. They don't know what happened in this case. So I think you need to put it in writing. You need to find out who to complain to, you know, and that might take a little bit of time and effort. But put it in writing. Put the dates and put, you know, whatever proof you have of what transpired and see what happens. That's the only way that I know how to do these kind of things. Dealing with these companies is you got to put it in writing.
Okay.
All right.
Is there another company I could call to, like, report them?
I mean, I don't know how much traction you're going to get. I mean, there's the Attorney General's office who does consumer fraud. I don't think this is fraud. I think this is just the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. You know, I guess I really don't know who you could report this to. I would just try as hard as I can to convince them that this is the right thing to do and what you were promised.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Carmel. Bye-bye. I've noticed for me when dealing with cable or satellite companies, The bed, for me, what's worked is to tell them I'm going to go to somebody else.
Yes, right.
And then they go, oh, well, wait, hold on.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes the salespeople are not the people who are doing your repairs,
right,
and they don't really care one way or the other. But, yeah, that's probably a good tactic, though, to try.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah, cable companies are notoriously rough to deal with.
They really are.
And it's especially now that they can lump the phone and everything together, you're kind of at their mercy.
You are. That's why I let Jerry do it.
Listen, I don't know what Jerry's up to. What's Jerry up to? I just told you I don't know what Jerry's up to. Why do you ask what I tell you?
I delegate, Brian. Yeah, I'm a really good delegator.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, is that why he's thinking about a $250,000 car? Is that why?
Or
is
no, he I think just that's embezzlement. That's more
that could be. Well, that's where you've let your money go to somebody else, too. Oh, yeah, just take care of that. I've let that go. All right, let's get back to this. Oh. Mike is in Chicago.
Right.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. How is everything with Jerry?
Jerry's just fine, except he's embezzling my money. He's spending money that I don't have.
I listen to you every single week, and I enjoy your answers.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. I paid the rent. I have a condo here. It's totally paid for. I paid the rent on the 15th. I went to the lady who runs the, I don't want to give names, but the lady who runs the association. And I talked to her in person. She says, oh, by the way, on May, the first or second week of May, we're putting in the second floor concrete, which we're all aware of. And she said, we want you and the other three people out of your condo for one evening. And I said, oh, okay. And my question to you is that legal? If I paid up my rent and my condo is paid for, she says you have to get out of your house for one night while they put the cement.
Now, Mike, I'm not understanding. This is the condo that you own. Why are you paying rent?
Well, I say rent. I say that because it...
Oh, the assessments?
I shouldn't say rent. I should say monthly assessments.
Oh, assessments. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
so that's paid up.
You know, you have to go back. When you deal with condo associations, you have to go back and look at their bylaws, and that should be something that you should have access to. And generally speaking, the bylaws will provide for things like this and will give them a right to do what's necessary and will, give them the right to tell you have to leave. Now there might be something in there that says that you get compensated for it or you get something deducted. I would doubt it. But I think, you know, you should get the bylaws, look at them, see if there's anything in there that provides for it. If not, you know, ask the association, by what authority are you doing this? I would be polite. You don't want to make enemies with your neighbors.
No, we're on good terms.
Good. That's good. But I think you should just ask them. I mean, and is it just an evening or do you have to, like, leave for the night?
Like she said it's one evening, one whole day, 24 hours.
Okay, so you got to go find somewhere else to live. Wow.
Are they going to pay to put you up somewhere?
Yeah, you know, I
asked her that, Brian. I asked if I could go to a motel, and she said they would reimburse me.
Oh. Well, that's your answer.
That's my answer.
I would go to a nice motel with a swimming pool and have fun and order some pizza and
put your feet
up. Well, you know, they're in Des Plaines and they're right by the Marriott. And
there you go.
And,
perfect.
You know, I could do that.
You could do that.
That
you can invite
like
us all over too. We'll have a pool party together.
Well, I just felt that would be taking advantage of it, but I told a friend of mine and she's a landlady and she said, is that illegal? And she got me thinking, so I thought I would call. But you've been very good and I thank you so much. And you say hi to Jerry.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. Mike says hi, Jerry. Jerry's like, okay, hi, Mike. Yeah, Mike should just take the money and go to the hotel, right?
Yeah.
If they were kicking
they
him
offered.
To the, right.
I didn't even ask the question because I assumed that they did it.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. If they're going to kick you to the curb, they pay for a place for you to live, and since that's the case.
That's the right thing to do, and they're doing the right thing. That's great.
I think that's fantastic.
It always amazes me when people do the right thing.
Isn't it sad that
it hits me in the face every day that people don't. So.
Right, and so it's so sad that we're surprised that people do the right thing. Wow, they did the right thing? Wait, what's going on here? Speaking of doing the right thing, Karen always gives you the right answers. 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question, get it in. Only a few more minutes left with Karen. We'll get to those questions on the other side. But as we always like to do, we like to tell people how they can get a hold of you if they didn't get to you tonight.
You can email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com. That's K-C-O-N-T-I. Or you can call me at 312-332-7800.
All right, we'll have more of your questions for Karen on the other side. It's WGN.
Wendy, guess who we've got?
Who?
Frankenzorn.
Who the hell is he?
No, it's design expert Frank Fontana and Tribune columnist Eric Zorn.
It's scarier when you say Frankenzorn.
Middays with Bill and Wendy tomorrow morning beginning at 10 on 720 WGN.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
On the evening of Friday, May 6th, join Next Steps for their prelude to the Derby party at Venue 1 in the West Loop. Proceeds benefit Next Steps, which provides cutting-edge physical rehabilitation to those who've suffered the devastation of paralysis. Party includes both live and silent auctions, hat contests, buffet, and bar. Tickets can be purchased through their website, nextstepschicago.org. Again, that's nextstepschicago.org. See you on May 6th.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The bottom line is that you're supposed to eat as natural as possible, the way things were grown or caught.
You got to eat dirt with your potatoes. Earth, soil.
A steady diet of Bill and Wendy.
Tofu is bad
for
you. What's
the
harmful ingredient in that?
Magnesium sulfate and foo.
Download the podcast or listen in real time beginning at 10 a.m. Central on WGNRadio.com.
All right, listen, we're having a big discussion here about how to pronounce. When you wear a tuxedo, what do you wear around your waist? Is it a cummerbund or a cummerbund? I say cummerbund.
Cummerbund. I just looked it up. Jerry,
and it's with a B?
It's a B. Cummerbund.
Jerry said he said cummerbund, but he was told it was a cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
Where do you see that?
Come on.
Really? I don't buy it.
Oh, it's interesting.
For $9.95. It's $9.95. That's why it's only $9.95, because they left off the B. All right. I'm going to
No,
tell
you're
you.
Right. The correct spelling is actually cummerbund, not
really?
Cumberbund.
Right.
Yes, that's true. It's correct.
Well, right now, everybody who's on hold with a legal question is going, "What? Well, who cares? We have legal questions. Why are you? We're not wearing a tuxedo. We're about to go to court. So let's get back to them.
One world problem after.
Exactly. Listen, a problem is a problem, whether it's legal or wardrobe. Lois is in Lakeville. Hi, Lois.
Hi,
Lois.
What's your question, Lois?
My question is, I purchased windows, and there was supposedly a 10-year warranty on parts and labor for the parts, and then a 20-year warranty on the glass. I had them out at 9 years to fix some of the parts and was told the warranty was changed. Can companies do that?
No. A warranty is a contract, and you purchased it, and you agreed to it, and they agreed to it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Now, whether they did it or not wrongfully, maybe that's the case. But no, it's a contract. Now, what happens? What you see sometimes a lot, Lois, is a company will sell. Like, so they have all these warranties and they decide to get out of the business or they don't want to deal with this anymore. So they sell the warranty rights to somebody else, and then that company tries to come in and change the terms. Maybe that's what happened. But again, you purchased it, you made the deal, you held up your side of the bargain, they should hold up theirs. So I think you should tell them.
All right. Good luck, Lois. Good luck. Hope that works out. And let's see. Mabel is on the road. Hi, Mabel.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What's your question?
Yes, I'm recently divorced, and in the divorce agreement or contract, not to my knowledge, he failed to pay some IRS dues. And so during the divorce, I made sure that in the contract that I was relieved of that responsibility, and so when I switched all my name over to my maiden name, I was shocked that when I did my taxes, my refund went directly to that amount due to the IRS. So
okay.
I was wondering what I needed to, you know, is it even something that they would honor? I mean, it's the IRS. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Mabel, here's what you need to understand about this. When you get divorced, mm-hmm. and you provide for who pays what credit card bill, who pays what IRS, that doesn't mean that the IRS and the credit card companies can't come after the other person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you jointly owed that tax, but you were smart enough to have in your divorce decree that he was supposed to pay it, then the IRS doesn't know about that, and they don't have to know about that. They can come after you or him or both of you. So that's what they did. So your right would have to be against your husband. So what you would need to do is to, you know, for I would try first to do it by agreement.
My ex-husband, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ex-husband, I'm sorry. I've got to be clear about that. So you send a letter to him and you say, look, this is what they paid. This was your obligation. Please cut me a check for X amount of dollars. If he ignores you, then you would have a right to go back to court to say that he's violating the court order because he was supposed to pay it. If he didn't pay it, he needs to make you whole and indemnify you. The word is indemnify you for what you paid to the IRS.
Oh, okay. And then does that go along with any of the other stuff that's on there? Just because he's also ignoring, like, school dues that he's supposed to pay as well.
Yeah, you know what happens with these, we call this post-decree, so it's after the divorce is final. There's all these issues that, you know, parties don't abide by the agreement, so they find themselves back in court. You know, it's expensive to hire a lawyer and go back to court, and that's the last thing you want to do once you're divorced. But maybe what you want to do is wait for a little bit until some of these things accumulate and then bring them all together. So you ask the court to hold him in contempt because he's not doing A, B, C, D, and E. You can try to do it on your own, but probably you're going to need a lawyer to help you with this. And also, the law provides that if someone's violating a court order, you are entitled to attorney's fees. So that means that it's mandatory, and there's just been some recent decisions that have enforced that law. So you can insist, and maybe you even tell your ex-husband in a letter that the law provides that I'm going to get attorney's fees if I have to go and sue you. So not only are you going to pay your attorneys, you're going to pay my attorneys. So that might be motivation for him.
I'm sorry. I know that he put in there that he was not going to pay for any attorney fees if I was to bring him back in there. So I don't know. I think we were both kind of smart in the way of our contract, but
I'm surprised that was in there because I would have to really read that to see that a lawyer allowed that in there because the law requires it. So, but in any event, who wants to pay more lawyers? I mean, he should just pay you and get it done. But you know what? People just don't honor their court decrees.
Well, as we said, people don't do the right thing.
Well, no, and they're bitter or they're angry, you know, or they think you're not going to go back to court and hold them to it. So this is what happens, unfortunately.
All right. Good luck, Mabel.
Good luck.
Let's go to Indiana. That's where Jim is. Hi, Jim. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, I got a quick question about getting something expunged off your license that's been sitting there for 20 years without having to go to court and hire a lawyer.
What do you want to have expunged?
It's a failure to yield to avoid an accident. No, there was a parked car, no injuries, no, you know, wasn't a DUI or anything. I'm just wondering how, you know, is there a form or do you got to go to court? I mean, it's been 20 years.
You know, I'm not going to be able to advise you really at all on this, and particularly because you're in Indiana. Take it you're a resident of Indiana.
I was living in Illinois at the time.
Okay. You know, this is different than a criminal situation. So did you get a ticket for it, or what happened to it?
As far as I don't remember getting a ticket. It's on there. It's a failure to yield.
How is it impacting you, Jim?
We lost Jim.
Yeah.
Indiana cracked down on him. The man has gone after Jim.
Yeah. You know, I don't really know how to handle
it. Why did you ask that? I'm curious why you would ask that question, how it would impact him. Because I was curious about that. It's a failure to yield. It's in an old state. It's on his record.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. Because it wouldn't be relevant if he got a traffic ticket now because it's been so long. I mean, is someone checking his record for something? But even that, would that really impact?
Impact insurance going back that far. They don't check 20 years ago for something like that. And does that...
I've never heard of anyone asking to expunge a traffic situation. I mean, I've heard a lot of people who want to get, you know, an arrest for a battery or something like that, a youthful indiscretion or whatever. But this is something I've never done, and I've never heard of anyone hiring a lawyer or doing it themselves either.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Well, good luck, Jim.
Yeah.
Listen, our time is up, as it always is, and people are going to say, oh, we missed out. How can they get a hold of you during the week?
Call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
Or you can try to get a hold of you Wednesday morning with Steve Cochran
at
640.
That's correct.
Be listening then. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Tax day.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Always fun.
And please, please deduct that ostrich depreciation.
Yes, you got to take ostrich depreciation.
You do, absolutely.
Everyone has to. And cummerbund depreciation. All right, let's do this. Then it's news time, WGN.
At 440, we've got your $100 gift card for the Blackhawk store. The top 10 things that our millennial traffic and sports reporters are going to spend their tax refund on.
And we'll break down all the weekend's hockey action.
Rokon with Anna back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the program. Thank you, Roger, for the impeccable news, and Cody, for whatever it is that you do. I appreciate it. I'll figure it out one day, and I will then maybe appreciate it more. I don't think that's possible, but always fun. Don't forget, Tuesday night, before Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Mark Carmen and I will be doing a special pre-game from 7 to 8 right here on 720 WGN following Rokon's show. He will also be at the UC. Rick Kogan comes your way on the other side of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. This report is sponsored by Mistwood Golf Course. 9 o'clock. Here's Roger Badish.